It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-2 to Osborne, hammered again in the air to left. Back goes Welko, way back to the warning track, and he's done it again! Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game, and Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
The 1. Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that. That ball almost went through the ring light. A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed, strike three, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut. A perfect 1-2-3, top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. And game one of this six-game series, the first full six-game series of the season's second half, as your Brooklyn Cyclones travel south for the first time this season to take on the Aberdeen Ironbirds. Justin Rock with you here on the pregame show, leading you up until our 7:05 scheduled first pitch tonight. Brooklyn coming off their first win of the season's second half on Sunday, a thrilling 7-3 triumph over Jersey Shore. Brooklyn led 3-0 in that ballgame, but Jersey Shore a run in the seventh, two in the eighth with two out to tie it at three apiece. But the Cyclones able to show their mental fortitude, scored four runs, including getting on the board with nobody out in the bottom of the eighth inning, and went on to defeat the Blue Claws by a final of 7-3. Nick LaRusso hit his 10th home run of the year in that ballgame. Nick Morabito, Wilfredo Lara each had multi-hit games in that contest. But a lot has changed for the Cyclones since we spoke to you last on Sunday afternoon. The franchise's all-time leader in games, hits, home runs, extra base hits, RBI, outfield assists, and a litany of other categories. Going up to the AA level for the first time, that's Stanley Consuegra, the 23-year-old outfielder, transferred to AA Binghamton yesterday. Consuegra expected to make his debut tonight for the Rumble Ponies, and a hearty congratulations to Stanley. I know he has been waiting long and hard to get that phone call that he would be moving up to the next level, and Stanley finally getting that. Gilbert Gomez saying a couple weeks ago how proud he was of Consuegra for how he has handled the situation throughout the course of this year. After hitting the 23 homers last year, maybe thought would start the year at AA, but due to a lot jam, came back to Brooklyn and worked hard, including helping the younger players on this roster get acclimated to the high A level. So kudos to Stanley. Congratulations to him on making the jump to AA for the first time. But on an exciting note, joining the Cyclones for the first time in his career is the first player in franchise history to be born in the year 2005 or later. Jesus Paez, just 19 years of age, the Mets' number 15 prospect, according to Baseball America, will be in the lineup tonight for Brooklyn, making his high A debut. Will bat second and play third base. Paez added to the roster yesterday, was leading the Florida State League in total bases, was also top two in hits, home runs, RBI, and extra base hits. 19-year-old infielder Baez, probably going to be a little bit higher on that top 30 list when they re-rank him after the deadline and the draft this summer. But Baez going to be a welcomed addition to this Brooklyn lineup, and will be very intriguing to see how the powerful right-handed batter fits into the Brooklyn lineup. Also worth noting, Omar De Los Santos has rejoined the Cyclones from AA Binghamton. Was just 3-for-22 in 13 games at the AA level. Two of those three hits, though, were home runs. Andriel Lantigua as well, departing the roster for Brooklyn. He was transferred back to the Florida Complex League on Tuesday. Or rather, I should say, on Monday. But we'll step aside for a moment when we come back here on the pregame show. We'll get you a look at tonight's starting lineups, brought to you by the Brooklyn Fairfield Inn and Suites. We'll also get you first pitch, Brooklyn and Aberdeen, game one of this six-game series coming up on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York tri-state. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the...
Goat.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but
so
there's
much.
So many other...
They're talking about the goat, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
The new season starts now.
Christopher Russo is the Mad Dog.
Things are shaping up as far as 2024 is concerned.
And the only thing he loves more than baseball is talking about it.
Prospects are suspects until they prove themselves in the big leagues.
As a new season begins,
it's a fun time of the year.
Watch High Heat weekdays at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number.
Back here at Lido's Fields, Ripken Stadium, Ironbirds and Cyclones getting ready to play the opening game of this six-game series. And as the managers exchange lineup cards on this Tuesday night, let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups. Our starting lineups, as always, are brought to you by the Brooklyn Fairfield Inn and Suites. For the Cyclones tonight, their starting lineup put together by their acting manager today, John Vaughn. Gilbert Gomez will be out of town this week on vacation, so we will miss Gomi, but JV, the Cyclones bench coach, will take over as the leading man this week. For Brooklyn, leading off in center field is Nick Morabito. Jesus Baez makes his high A debut. The 19-year-old bats second and will be at third base. Chris Suero, the catcher, will hit third. Nick LaRusso cleans up at first base. He homered on Sunday. Wilfredo Lara, coming off a multi-hit game on Sunday, will bat fifth and play right field. So he gets the first start in right in the post Stanley Consuegra era. Junior Tillian will bat sixth and play second base. Jeffrey De Los Santos, not Omar, will bat seventh and be in left field today. William Lugo bats eighth and will be at shortstop with Mateo Gill, riding a seven-game hitting streak, batting ninth and serving as a DH. Jonathan Pintaro making the start for Brooklyn tonight, 0-2, a 3.6 ERA through his first two starts and three appearances in affiliated baseball. Taking a look at the Aberdeen lineup tonight, put together by their manager, Felipe Rojas Jr. Taryn Vavra with the Orioles and the Ironbirds on a major league rehab assignment. He will lead off and play second base. Douglas Hodo will bat second and be in right field tonight. Reed Trimble, the center fielder, will hit third. Creed Willems cleans up and plays first base. Carter Young, the shortstop in the five slot. Adam Retzbach, been red hot as of late. He'll bat sixth and catch. Randy Florentino is the designated hitter today. He'll bat seventh. Angel Tejada bats safe. He is the third baseman, his first home series as a member of the Ironbirds. And Luis Valdez, who was the South Atlantic League leader in stolen bases last year, has missed time this season with injury. He'll bat ninth and be in left field making his 2024 Ironbird debut. Michael Ferret on the mound for Aberdeen tonight, making his first high A start. 1-1, a 5.59 ERA. Just about time for baseball on this Tuesday night. We'll step aside for a matter of moments. When we come back, we'll have the first pitch for you. Brooklyn and Aberdeen, Mets and Orioles in South Atlantic League Baseball coming up in just a matter of moments. You're listening to the pregame show on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York Tri-State. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the...
Goat.
Yeah.
I'm flattered,
thank you
but
so
there's
much.
So many other...
They're talking about the goat, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
We had no business being in this business, but you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
We love you for all you do for us, for keeping us warm and comfortable, for helping us work and play. We love every nook and cranny where we share stories, bubble baths, and Friday night dance parties. You take care of us. That's why we take care of you. For smart home and energy saving products, shop National Grid's Marketplace.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Back here from Leidos Field, Ripken Stadium, Cyclones and Ironbirds getting ready to play the opening game of this six-game series. First trip for Brooklyn to Aberdeen since last June. So the Cyclones and Ironbirds, who played the first 12 meetings of the year in Brooklyn, will play the final 12 of this 2024 campaign against one another here in the state of Maryland. On the mound for the Ironbirds here this evening, it is the right-hander Michael Ferret making his first high A start. Had pitched out of the bullpen through his first several outings at the level, including making his debut on the road in Brooklyn back at the beginning of this month. Nick Morabito will lead things off against him. Morabito, 2-for-4 on Sunday with a double, hitting .296 with Brooklyn, 2 homers, 6 RBIs. Our first pitch of the night is taken for a called strike, and we're underway right on schedule at 7:05 Eastern. Ferret working from the first base side of the mound. Here comes the 0-1. And Morabito takes the breaking ball down and away. It's one ball and one strike. Morabito entering play today, 10th in the minors and on base percentage, tied for 10th in stolen bags. The righty deals, and this one lined in a right field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Racing over to cut it off is Hodo. Morabito makes a turn at first and will stay there. So Nick Morabito leads off this series with an opposite field single. And the Cyclones with one on and nobody out. So here is Jesus Baez for his first at-bat at the high A level. He was outstanding during his time in the Florida State League with St. Lucie. Ferret from the stretch. The first pitch to Baez, runner goes, bobbled by Retzbach, throw down a second, careens into center field. Morabito breaking for third, the throw there, high and not in time. It was a ball to Baez, but Morabito comes away with another stolen bag. That's his 33rd of the year, his 22nd in the South Atlantic League. And just like that, the Cyclones have a man at third and nobody out. Couldn't ask for a better start as a throwing error on Retzbach forces the infield to come in as Baez swings through a high fastball at 92. It's a ball and a strike. Baez was hitting 262 in 64 games with St. Lucie. 10 homers and 39 RBI. The 1-1. And Baez again swings through a high fastball at 94. And Ferret ahead, a ball and two strikes. Ferret, the right-hander, standing 6'3", 190 pounds, 20 years old, from Matthew at North Carolina. Making his fourth appearance, first start with Aberdeen. The set, the 1-2. Challenges him again with a high fastball and comes away with a strikeout. Three straight fastballs up to Baez, and it blew it by him each time. The latter a 95-mile-an-hour heater. And there's the first out of the ballgame. So Baez strikes out, and that'll bring up Chris Suero. Suero hitless on Sunday in Brooklyn, did walk and score a run. The righty's first pitch and a breaking ball slips high. And the count 1-0. Suero with Brooklyn playing in his 35th game, hitting 221. Four homers, 20 RBI, has reached in 14 straight entering the night. The 1-0, and Suero takes the fastball inside at 95. Two balls and no strikes. The number is for Ferret so far in Aberdeen. A 1-1 record of 5.59 ERA, 11 hits in 9 2/3 innings, 8 walks to 16 strikeouts. So the strikeout number is very good, the 2-0, and Suero fooled. Can't hold up on the breaking ball down and away. And the count 2-1. Ferret, predominantly a starter at Single-A Delmarva before jumping up a level on the 4th of June. And a 3.18 ERA in the Carolina League. 2-1 pitch, a line drive caught by the third baseman, Tejada. And he takes one step to double off Morabito at third to end the inning. Tejada was playing right next to the bag. Suero hit a bullet, 90-plus miles an hour, and Morabito no chance to get back as Tejada just literally caught it and took his step to end the inning. A bad break for Brooklyn after getting a man to third with nobody out. No runs, one hit, nobody left at the end of half an inning. It's Brooklyn nothing and Aberdeen coming to bat on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers. your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Jonathan Pintaro set to make the third start of his affiliated career. Signed by the Mets back on June the 2nd. Made his Mets organization an affiliated debut against Aberdeen earlier this season. Pintaro, 6'2", 235 pounds. 27 years old from Pelham, Alabama. I should stand corrected. 26 years old. Will turn 27 in November. So, Aberdeen will have Terran Vavra, man with big league experience, on a rehab assignment, lead things off here in the bottom of the first. Pintaro's first pitch fastball is outside off the glove of Suero, and the count 1-0. Vavra joining Aberdeen today on a rehab assignment. The 1-0 pitch. And this a line drive left center field, and that's down for a base hit. Over to cut it off Morabito. Vavra thinks about two. A wide turn around the bag and heads back. So both teams with a leadoff single. This one from the big leaguer Terran Vavra. 102 miles an hour off the bat, and Aberdeen one on and nobody out. Brings up Douglas Hodo. 0-for-3 on Sunday with a walk, a stolen base, and a run scored. Hitting at 241 with the Ironbirds. Three homers, seven RBI. First pitch from Pintaro is a pitch down and away, 1-1. Or 1-0, I should say. Pintaro, numbers for him so far with Brooklyn. Fourth appearance, third start. 0-2, a 3.6 ERA with a save. The 1-0. And a fastball low at 92. It's two balls and no strikes. Pintaro, 16 hits in 15 innings, 5 walks, 13 strikeouts. Vavra leads off first. And a throw back to the bag, and it nearly got away off the glove of LaRusso. And thankfully for Brooklyn, deflected off the body of Vavra, so it couldn't get away. Well, Pintaro took the loss against Jersey Shore last Wednesday when a season-high 6 innings after signing with the Mets. With 2-0 inside, it's 3 balls and no strikes. 2 runs, 4 hits. Walked only 1, struck out 5. Brooklyn shut out in that ballgame 2-0 against the Blue Claws. So even though Pintaro registered a quality start, took the loss. The 3-0 pitch, inside ball 4, and an inauspicious start for Brooklyn. A single and a walk, and the Ironbirds with 2 on and nobody out. Right now in Aberdeen, temperature in the low to mid-80s. Right now, 84 degrees, according to AccuWeather. Do have a bit of wind. American flag out in center, blowing from right to left. 13-mile-per-hour wind gusts to the south, according to AccuWeather. So 2 on and nobody out for Reed Trimble, who was on the IL the first two times Brooklyn and Aberdeen met. Was on the IL on April the 25th. Did not get reinstated until a week ago today. Lefty batter, and he takes a fastball outside, 1-0, 5 straight out of the zone from Pintaro. And just one of his 7 pitches have been strikes. That was the base hit by Vavra. But Trimble, since coming off the IL, 5-for-16, that was last week against Wilmington. The 1-0, and that pitch outside again, 2 balls and no strikes. Trimble hitting at 286 in 17 games with the Ironbirds this year, a homer and 8 RBI. Former second-round pick of the Orioles out of southern Mississippi. The 2-0 from Jonathan. And this fouled off the foot of Trimble before rolling towards the pitcher's mound, and the count 2-1. And I'll never understand that. Six straight pitches out of the zone, 2-1, nobody out, and Trimble decides to give Pintaro a strike. It would have been a strike anyway, but nonetheless, added confidence can be given in a situation like that. And in addition to that, Trimble got that one off his front foot. He's been an injury-plagued man since he was drafted by the Orioles in the third round. Former college teammate of Tyler Stewart, the 2-1 sails up and away. And now Pintaro in danger of walking the bases loaded. Well, Trimble drafted in 2021 and missed a lot of time in 2022. Underwent left labrum surgery on his non-throwing arm in December of that year. The 3-1 pitch, and Trimble sends another one straight back and foul right off the window of the press level. And the count full 3-2. Lights on here at the stadium. No real effect just yet. Still some sunlight shining off towards second base in the outfield. The payoff pitch, and he got him. What a battle back by Pintaro. Behind in the count 2-0 and 3-1. And he strikes out Trimble for the first out of the ballgame. That K brought to you by BKFC, the Brooklyn Football Club, bringing soccer back to Coney Island in 2025. For more info, visit BrooklynFootballClub.com. 2-1, 1-out for Creed Willems. Lefty batter. And he takes down and away from Pintaro the changeup. 1-0. Willems 0-for-4 on Sunday, hitting at .232, 11 homers and 41 RBIs. Top 10 in the league in homers, RBI, and slugging. Shortstop Lugo shaded up the middle, the 1-0. And Willems out in front of another changeup. And the count, a ball and a strike. Brooklyn defensively behind Pintaro tonight. Left to right in the outfield, Jeffrey De Los Santos, Nick Morabito, and Wilfredo Lara. Third to first around the infield, Jesus Baez, William Lugo, Junior Tillian, and Nick LaRusso. As Willems, a hard ground ball through the right side of base hit. They're going to wave Bobber around ball, booted out in right by Lara, and everyone's going to be safe. Bobber scores, Hodo to third. It's an RBI single for Creed Willems, his 42nd run batted into the year, and the Ironbirds take a 1-0 first inning lead. A stung ground ball in the hole between first and second. Lara looking to come up firing, maybe took his eye off the ball for a minute. And that was enough to have it kick off of him and in front. And Vavra able to score without a play. And now Pintaro cornered with one out for Carter Young. Young hitting .165 with Aberdeen this year. 31 for .188. First pitch to Young. And a fastball torn by him at 93. No balls and a strike. And Chris Suero doing the catching behind the plate for Pintaro today. Young 2-for-3 on Sunday with an RBI. Does have two homers, 21 batted in on the year. And Pintaro misses outside another changeup. And the count 1-1. Throwing a lot of changeups so far today. Pintaro fastball, four-seam, two-seam cutter. Also a sweeper in the change. The 1-1. And Young takes a fastball strike. Looked like the cutter that time. And it's now 1-2. Hodo, the runner at third. Willems, the man at first, with one out in the bottom of the first inning. Aberdeen already up by a run. Here comes the 1-2. And that down and away, it's even. Two balls, two strikes. Just been a plethora of changeups from Pintaro so far today. We've been missing down quite a bit. Down and away, especially to the lefties. The 2-2. Up and away this time. Fastball. 94 on the gun. And now Pintaro in danger of walking the bases loaded again. probably more importantly, pitch count up over 20 with only one out in the inning. Here's the payoff pitch, and Young fouls it off the catcher, Suero. And it remains full, 3-2. Adam Retzbach, the catcher, waiting on deck. Young been red hot as of late, dating back to the tail end of the last meeting between these two teams on June the 8th. Young hitting .310, 13 for his last 42, and an OPS hovering near 900. Got Ducks on the pond with one out. Here's the payoff pitch, and Young drills it in the air to right. Towards the line is Lara onto the warning track and fair. Ground makes the catch. Tagging from third, Hodo, the throw to the plate up the third base line, not in time. It's a sacrifice fly for Carter Young, his 22nd RBI. And the Ironbirds take a 2-0 lead in the first. So one on and two out. And that'll bring up Adam Retzbach. Retzbach, a triple, a couple RBIs on Sunday. Was on base three times, hitting at .193 in 46 games. 26 for 135. Challenge with a fastball in. Suero dropped it. Well, Retzbach swings and misses 0-1. Retzbach, two homers, 18 batted in. Six of those 18 RBIs last week on the road in Wilmington. The 0-1. There's another fastball across 0-2. Mix of blue sky and clouds, but clouds the predominant factor on this Tuesday afternoon. Got a few breaks out towards center and right, but mostly hazy, sort of a hodgepodge between white and gray. Cloud cover here at Lido's Field. Pintaro trying to escape the first. Here comes the 0-2 pitch, and it's inside, a ball and two strikes. There is action in Brooklyn's left field bullpen with Pintaro up at 25 pitches. Looks to be Victor Castaneda. The 1-2 to Retzbach. And this one powered in the air right field. Back into his right is Lara now in a few steps. And he'll make the catch over his left shoulder to end the inning. But the Ironbirds start this series on a very high note. Score a couple of runs on two hits and leave a man on base. We're through an inning of play. It's 2-0 Aberdeen on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
Calling all hot dog lovers. Come join us at Maimonides Park on Wednesday, July 3rd, when the Cyclones will suit up as the Coney Island Franks. Just one day before the annual Nathan's Famous hot dog eating contest, the first 1,500 fans to enter the ballpark will receive a Joey Chestnut bobblehead giveaway. There are also special guaranteed ticket offers to ensure you'll get to take home a bobblehead of the hot dog king of Coney Island. For tickets and more info, make sure to log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Michael Ferret back to the mound for Aberdeen as we go to the top of the second inning. Ironbirds already in front by a pair, 2-0. Fans, tonight's game brought to you by Panorama Bus Tours. For safety and quality like the Cyclones, get on the road. Visit them on the web at panoramabustours.com. or call 973-470-9700. Travel with us. Travel safe. Nick LaRusso fouls the first pitch of the second inning. Out of play, first base side. And the count, no balls and a strike. LaRusso, Lara Tillian, 4-5-6, two up in the inning. As Ferret's fastball misses up and away at 94. And the count even at one. Numbers for LaRusso hitting at 271 in 57 games, the 1-1. And again, a high fastball waved at and missed. It's a ball and two strikes. LaRusso, team leading, 10 homers, 36 runs batted in. Ferret's 1-2 pitch. And a fastball misses high. And the count, two balls and two strikes. Aberdeen defensively behind Ferret tonight. Lurch from the first base side of the slab. Now the 2-2. And LaRusso thought about it, but lays off the high heater, full count. Left to right in the outfield, it's Luis Valdez, Reed Trimble, and Douglas Hodo. Third to first around the infield, Angel Tejada, Carter Young, Terran Vavra, and Creed Willems. With Adam Retzbach, the catcher, behind the plate. The payoff pitch, and LaRusso sends another one behind the dish. Aberdeen wearing the nifty home whites today with powder blue sleeves. Ironbirds in orange script across the chest. Royal blue numbers front and back. The payoff again, high ball four. Little bit inside as well. Nick LaRusso on base with a leadoff walk. And for the second straight inning, Brooklyn has put the leadoff man aboard. So one on and nobody out for Wilfredo Lara. Lara 2-for-3 on Sunday, a triple, a couple RBIs, also walked and stole a base. Righty against righty as Ferret comes home and Lara takes a fastball outside at 92. White pants for Ferret all the way down to the ankles. Black on black Nike cleats buried into the stadium mound. The 1-0. And there's a breaking ball strike at the letters. And the count even at one. Lara hitting at 222 in 54 games. Two homers, 20 RBIs. Had a tough series last week against the Blue Claws. Had just one hit in the first four games before the multi-hit contest to close out the week. Is this a ground ball to short? Could be two. Flip on to second for one. Vavra back to first, double play. So two innings, and Brooklyn has hit into a pair of twin killings. This one off the bat of Wilfredo Lara. And just like that, the leadoff walk erased, two out. So Ferret induces his first double play at the high A level. And that'll bring up Junior Tillian with the bases empty and two down. And he takes a first pitch strike at the letters. Looked like a high breaking ball. And the count 0-1. Tillian had his 26th game on base streak snapped on Saturday. Did not play on Sunday. The 0-1. And he chases the off-speed down and away. No balls in two strikes. Tillian hitting at 234. Three homers, 19 RBIs. Just 2-for-15 last week at home against the Blue Claws. Ferret looking to face the minimum for a second straight inning. The 0-2 pitch, and he does. Struck him out on the breaking ball, down and out of the zone. And Ferret, a couple of strikeouts, faces the minimum for a second straight inning. No runs, no hits, nobody left thanks to a double play. At the end of one and a half, it is 2-0 Aberdeen on the Cyclones Radio Network.
His first pitch. To the night's final out. MLB Network sets the stage for fans every day.
So it'll be interesting to watch what happens here.
All season long, see the players who are making a statement.
Hey, let's check out the board, folks.
With live games every week.
Inside the park we go.
Cutting-edge baseball chatter, plus highlights, analysis, and live look-ins on MLB Tonight. MLB Network, the game is the star.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Go to the bottom of the second inning. Jonathan Pintaro looking for a bounce back frame. Gave up a couple of runs in the bottom half of the first. Bottom third of the lineup due up for Aberdeen. Florentino, Tejada, and Valdez. So Randy Florentino, lefty swinging DH, will lead things off here in the bottom of the second inning. Florentino 1-for-4 on Sunday with a base hit. First pitch, the lefty batter. And Florentino takes the fastball outside, 1-0. Florentino hitting .261 in Aberdeen. This is his 30th game, no homers, 12 batted in. 1-0. And again, a fastball misses up and away. Two balls and no strikes. He has consistently missed in that same spot. Either down and away or up and away to left-handed batters. The 2-0. High again. Three balls and no strikes. Just releasing a tad bit early. Continuing to kick dirt around by his landing spot. Don't know if he has an issue with the pitcher's mound. A 3-0 on Florentino. And he takes a knee-high strike in the count 3-1. Florentino been red hot at the plate, 9 for his last 27 over his last 7 games. The 3-1, and Florentino gets jammed. Pop up in his shallow center. In is Morabito in straightaway center field, makes the two-handed grab. So Florentino retired for the first out of the second inning. That'll bring up Angel Tejada for his first home at bat as an Ironbird. Joined the team last week on the road from Single-A Delmarva. Went 3-for-22 in his first week at the high A level. First pitch to the righty swinging Tejada. And he takes the fastball in, 1-0. Tejada 1-for-5 on Sunday. Was hitting .241 in the Carolina League over 49 games. 1-0. And Tejada rips it down the right field line out of play. A ball and a strike. Brooklyn wearing the Navy alternates this afternoon. Cyclones in gold script across the chest. Gold numerals front and back with a red drop shadow. The 1-1. And Tejada line drive. Nice lunging grab by Lugo to his right. Skimming along the edge of the infield turf. And Tejada robbed of a base hit. And his first at bat here at Leidos Field. So Lugo makes a nice play. Two out in the second inning for Luis Valdez. Valdez joining the team from Single-A Delmarva today. Started the year on Aberdeen's injured list. And he swings at the first pitch and fouls it left-hand side, a souvenir. And the count 0-1, Valdez. Started the year on the IL, sent to the Complex League on rehab. On the 21st of May, was reinstated, sent to Delmarva on June the 6th before joining the Ironbirds roster again today. This hit off the hands to second. Easy play for Tillian. And Jonathan Pintaro bounces back after giving up two in the first with a 1-2-3 bottom half of the second inning. 10 pitches to retire the side. We are through two. 2-0 Aberdeen on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones.
Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
On Thursday, July 25th, we'll turn the Coney Isle into the Emerald Isle at Maimonides Park as we celebrate Irish Night. As part of the festivities, the first 1,000 fans will take home an Irish-themed Cyclones cap. You can also take advantage of our exclusive ticket package that includes a Kelly Green Cyclones Irish jersey giveaway, with sizes spanning from small to XXL on a first-come, first-serve basis. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Cyclones offense trying to kick into gear. They trail Aberdeen 2-0, have sent the minimum to the plate in the first two frames tonight. Jeffrey De Los Santos, William Lugo, Mateo Gil, the three scheduled to bat in the inning. And the first pitch to Jeffrey is a changeup swung on and missed down and away. And the count 0-1. De Los Santos had an RBI base hit on Sunday. Was 1-for-4 in the Brooklyn win. As Ferret offers a fastball at 95. Called strike, and Jeffrey quickly behind 0-2. De Los Santos hitting at 225 with Brooklyn. Four homers, 16 batted in. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. Struck him out on a back foot breaking ball. Another punch out for Ferret. That is his third. And the leadoff man retired for the first time tonight. One out in the inning brings up William Lugo. 1-for-4 at a big RBI triple in Brooklyn's 4-run eighth inning on Sunday. Hitting at a .180 on the year. And he swings, nubs it foul behind the plate. No balls and a strike on Lugo. Four homers, 25 batted in for the 22-year-old. It's hard to believe Lugo will not turn 23 until the second day of next year. The 0-1 outside. And the count of ball and a strike. Lugo certainly has a chance now with Consuegra up at AA to break his franchise record for games played. 1-1, and Lugo, a high fly ball to left, got under it. First step was back, racing in is Valdez, tries to make a backhanded catch down by his knees, and does. Well, Valdez, first step was back, then had a race in. The shortstop, Young, went out a long way back into his right as well, but Valdez, the speedster, somehow able to snare that out of midair for the second out. Thought it looked like a easy routine play off the bat, but Valdez able to make it look a little bit easier after the tricky short fly ball as Mateo Gil spanks one on the ground a second, but right at Terran Vavra, who throws him out at first base to end the inning. So one son of a former big league coach retires the former son of a former big league infielder. 1-2-3 goes Brooklyn in the third. We are through a 2.5. It is 2-0 Aberdeen on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclones Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Hola, mi nombre es Tani Consuegra, soy de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Cyclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Cyclones.
Bottom of the third inning, top of the lineup, due up for Aberdeen. Same part of the order that created a 2-0 lead. Quickly into this Tuesday night, Justin Rock with you here from Leidos Field, Ripken Stadium. Darren Ravra singled and scored in the first, and the first pitch he sees in the third inning is taken for a called strike and the count 0-1. Ravra singled to left center in his first at-bat. Lefty batter against the righty pitcher. Pintaro sets at the belt. Now the 0-1. And Ravra takes low, a ball and a strike. Ravra, former minor league mate of Mateo Gil. Both were in the Rockies organization for a brief overlap of time as that fouled away 1-2. Ravra drafted by the Orioles, or drafted by the Rockies, I should say, in the third round, 2018. Was actually a college teammate at the University of Minnesota with Brooklyn reliever Jake Stevenson. Available in the Brooklyn bullpen tonight. The 1-2 pitch. High in the count 2-2. Ravra playing his first game since June the 6th. Dealt with a right shoulder strain not only this year, but also cost him some time in 2023 and in 2021 as Ravra swings and misses at a pitch in the dirt for strike three. Second strikeout tonight for Pintaro. And there is one away as the leadoff man retired. That'll bring up Douglas Hodo. Walked and scored for Aberdeen back in the opening frame. Righty-righty matchup, and Hodo gets hit with a fastball. Just barely grazed him down by the belt buckle. As we mentioned, Pintaro's missed a lot up and away, just away in general to lefties. That means it's in on a right-hander, one of those similar pitches. This time grabs a piece of the fabric on Hodo's jersey. And so the Ironbirds with one on and one out for the three-hole hitter, Reed Trimble. Righty against lefty, runner goes. Trimble lays a bunt down. He's got great speed. But foul up the third base line, 0-1. Baez was playing back and off the line. We'll see if that changes any defensive alignment strategy for the Cyclones here. Baez now a little bit closer to the line, playing in by the drawn-in cutout of this turf infield. Throwback to first. And Hodo dives in. Hodo, very good speed. 20 stolen bases in 22 attempts with Aberdeen this year. 24 total. Trimble struck out his first time up. Here comes the 0-1. And a fastball up and away. One ball and one strike. Pintaro been virtually even balls and strikes so far today. 23 of his 44 pitches strikes. Baez back a couple of steps. Now the pitch, a fastball cut on and missed. 91 up in the zone, and the count 1-2. Hodo's reached in 11 straight games now. He stands over at first base. Trimble has reached in 18 straight, dating back to before his first IL stint. Throw again to first, and it kicks away up the line. A collision between LaRusso and Hodo. Douglas going to stop at second. And an errant pickoff throw allows Aberdeen to move a man into scoring position. Ball got under the glove of LaRusso and rolled up the first base line off the sidewall. And so Pintaro charged with an errant pickoff throw. And now the Ironbirds, a man at second and one out for Trimble. 1-2 the count, though, with Creed Willems waiting on deck. Pintaro's 1-2, runner breaks for third. Throw down there by Suero, not in time. So Hodo steals his way to third after an errant pickoff throw got him to second base. It's 2-2 on Trimble. But Hodo catch Brooklyn napping on his 21st stolen base of the season. So the infield now in the 2-2. And Trimble sends it off the hands back to the screen. Trimble ranked as high as the Orioles' number 21 prospect entering 2022. But injuries limit him over the last couple of years. Really hasn't played a full minor league season since being drafted. Here comes the 2-2. And Trimble in the air right field. Lara racing towards the line, but this out of play into the seats of foul ball. Pretty standard down the line until you get towards the right field corner. You got the first base dugout straight line down the line and then sort of curls towards the right field foul line. That's where the seats landed. The 2-2. And Trimble sends another one back and out of play. A Trimble, 18-game on-base streak since the 23rd of April. He's been productive when he's played, just a matter of keeping him healthy and on the diamond. He's on the IL from May 1st throughout the rest of the year last year. And a 2-2 now outside, a full count. Next pitch will be the ninth of the at-bat to Trimble. Infield in, Aberdeen a 2-0 lead. Runner at third and one out. Here's the payoff, and Trimble spoils another towards the third base concourse. Oh, what a catch! And a series of that the last couple of days. You saw a great grab by the fan holding a baby on Sunday. There was a great catch made at Camden Yards yesterday by a fan. And now another fan down the third base line by some Barstools, able to make the catch on that foul ball from Trimble. This will be the 10th of the at-bat, and it's low for ball four. So Trimble wins the battle. Pintaro issues another walk. That's his second. And the Ironbirds again have a couple of men aboard, men at the corners and one out for Creed Willems. Willems came up with a couple of men on base his first time and laced an RBI single to right. So Pintaro in another precarious spot with Willems, the powerful lefty batter, at the plate, and he nearly spikes one by his foot. Good stab by Suero on the pitch down and in. And the count 1-0. Willems has had a very up and down season. Very streaky. Throw back to first and diving back safely, Trimble. Well, you look at Willems, started the year, first 23 games. Was hitting 296, an OPS near 950. at 6 homers and 21 RBIs. Here's the 1-0. And another pitch up and away. 2 balls and no strikes. Then, starting on May the 7th, things started to go downhill for Willems. In the last 35 games, he's hitting just .190. The 2-0, and Willems out in front of the changeup. Good delivery there from Pintaro. And the lefty batter out in front, 2-1. Then again for Willems, look at his numbers since the 8th of June. His average, everything ticking back up again, hitting .280 in his last 13 games. So throwback to first, and Trimble dives in. An OPS back over 900. Question is for Brooklyn, which Creed Willems will they see this week? 2-1 the count, the righty offers. And again, Willems can't stay off the changeup, down and away. And it's even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter Young, the switch hitting shortstop. A sack fly in his first at-bat on deck. Hodo at third, Trimble at first with one out. Runner goes, the 2-2 low. Throw down a second by Suero. The tag not in time. Another stolen base for Aberdeen. They have loved running this year, and they continue to do so tonight as Trimble steals second. And the count now full on Willems. And for Trimble, that is 10th stolen base in 10 tries with the Ironbirds. Infield in the payoff pitch, and Willems fouls it off his foot. Pintaro up near 60 pitches. With only one out here in the bottom of the third, was right around 78 in his last start, through 93 in his first against Hudson Valley on June the 12th. Another 3-2, and this time down and away for ball four. So back-to-back walks to Trimble and Willems. And now the Ironbirds have the bases loaded with one out, and Dan McKinney out of the third base coach's box to talk with Pintaro. The Cyclones trying to avoid this one from getting out of hand here in the early going. Brooklyn bullpen back up and working down beyond the left field fence. It has been a tough start tonight for Pintaro. Has struggled with his command tonight. And that has put him in some tricky spots. Seen by the two-run first. And now the Ironbirds with the bases loaded and only one out in the third inning. Victor Castaneda is back up in the Brooklyn bullpen. It seems like his entrance into this game coming sooner rather than later, but Pintaro trying to get a ground ball and enforce the ladder. Carter Young is sack flying his first at bat, steps in the bucket, and can't hit the fastball down, 0-1. Young, former 17th round pick of the Orioles out of Vanderbilt. Righty at the waist, the one strike pitch, and Young challenged with a fastball in, and can't hit it at 93. And Pintaro jumps ahead, no balls and two strikes. Aberdeen as a team this year with the bases loaded, hitting .269. Young himself, though, 0-3. A big two-strike pitch coming, the 0-2. And Young, a foul tip into the glove of Suero, strike three. A big strikeout for Jonathan Pintaro. He disposes Young on three pitches. And just like that, two out, but the bases remain full for Adam Retzbach. So Pintaro with his third strikeout. Well, the bases remain full for Retzbach. 0 for 3 this year, though, with the bases full. Does have three bases loaded, walks, and he takes inside for ball one. Retzbach fly out to right in his only at-bat today. That was the final out of the first inning. Hodo at third, Trimble at second, Willems at first. 2-0 Ironbirds, the 1-0 pitch. Inside again, two balls and no strikes. Retzbach has reached in 12 straight games entering the night, hitting .316 since the 5th of June. An OPS near 1,200. He's got sack saturated here in the third. The 2-0 pitch. And again, inside with a fastball, and now Pintaro in danger of walking in a run. Randy Florentino, the designated hitter tonight, waiting on deck. This will be Pintaro's 30th pitch of the inning. And time called at home plate. Pintaro rests his glove. Dark brown leather underneath his chin as he gets the sign. The 3-0. Up and in, ball four, and Aberdeen takes a 3-0 lead. The fourth bases loaded walk of the season for Adam Retzbach. His 19th RBI, and that'll be all for Jonathan Pintaro. John Vaughn out of the third base dugout, and with Pintaro at 30 pitches in the frame, Brooklyn will make a pitching change, and it'll be up to Castaneda to get out of this bases loaded jam. Ironbirds have a run already in. Bases loaded, two out. It'll be Castaneda against Florentino when we come back. 3-0 Ironbirds in the third on the Cyclones Radio Network. The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a post-game drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Call to the bullpen brought to you by the Coney Island Sandbar. Open now at Maimonides Park on Surf App. Perfect spot for a pregame snack or postgame drink. First pitch from Victor Castaneda out of the bullpen. Randy Florentino taking low for ball one. Castaneda comes on. Bases loaded, two out. A run already in for Aberdeen on a bases loaded walk. A 1-0. And Florentino tested with a fastball up, and he can't hit it. One ball and one strike. Castaneda, 6'1", 185 pounds. 25 years old from Culiacan, Sinaloa, Mexico. The 1-1. And another fastball high, two balls and one strike. The numbers for Castaneda so far this year, making his 17th appearance. 4-2, a 6.04 ERA, just 33 hits and 28 and a third innings. The 2-1, and Florentino, a high fly ball to center. Back goes Morabito, slowing down in front of the warning track, squares his shoulders towards home, and makes the catch over his left shoulder to end the inning. So Florentino gave it a ride, but Victor Castaneda comes on out of the bullpen, does his job, and strands the bases loaded. But Aberdeen does pick up another run on no hits and error and three men left at the end of three. It is 3-0 Aberdeen on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, are you ready for the ultimate weekend experience at Maimonides Park? Join us for Baseball You Can Drink every Saturday home game. Dive into 2 hours of open bar, beginning 30 minutes before the first pitch and lasting 90 minutes after, ensuring your game day starts and continues on a high note. For April and May, enjoy your drinks from the hot corner on the third base concourse with your seats in the main seating bowl for a perfect view of the action. As the season heats up, we'll move the party to the backyard right behind the right field wall, offering a uniquely Coney Island game day atmosphere. Act fast because pricing for Baseball You Can Drink will increase by $5 starting the Monday before each event date. Secure your tickets now at brooklyncyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer because amazing starts here.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach. Top of the lineup for Brooklyn, Michael Ferret out for his fourth inning of work. Three innings of one-hit shutout ball so far. As a matter of fact, Morabito is the only Cyclone with a base hit. And he takes a called strike 0-1. Morabito single to right in his only trip tonight. Was stranded at third in the first. Was doubled off on a line drive off the bat of Chris Suero. As Morabito takes down and away. Count evens at a ball and a strike. Top of the 8 o'clock hour in the East. The 1-1 pitch to Morabito. And a check swing did not go. Offering outside, two balls and a strike. Morabito, Baez, and Suero. Three scheduled to bat in the inning. 2-1 pitch. And Morabito sends it straight back, 2-2. Ferret. Drafted by the Orioles in the 14th round last year out of the State College of Florida. JUCO ball in Bradenton. And he's been a guy sort of like Jonah Tong that has burst onto the scene this year for the Orioles. The 2-2. Tapped foul off the end of the bat. Two balls and two strikes. A couple of months ago, Ben Badler of Baseball America put together a list of 10 pitching prospects that have shown better stuff this year. The 2-2 coming from Ferret, and Morabito swings and misses for strike three. Got him on the changeup down. Another strikeout for Ferret. That is his fourth. And the leadoff man retired for the second straight inning. One away for Jesus Baez. So Ferret has now retired at six in a row. Baez struck out on four pitches in his first Cyclones at bat. First pitch from Ferret, and a fastball up in the zone at 94, 0-1. But Ferret was number four on that list of pitching prospects. Number five, tomorrow's starter for Brooklyn, Jonah Tong. The 0-1, and Baez a high fly ball, left center field. Out is Young, in and to his right is Reed Trimble calling for it. Makes the catch by the bill of that two-toned lid. So seven straight now retired by the righty. And two out in the fourth for Chris Suero, lined into that double play back in the first. But Ferret had a bumpy first outing, took the loss against Brooklyn on June the 7th. That was the Friday televised game on SNY. First pitch, down and away, 1-0, gave up a season-high seven runs, five earned in three and a third innings. And since then, including tonight, has thrown 10 innings and allowed one run. Suero pops it off the end of the bat out of play, 1-1. Not only that, Ferret has struck out 18 in those 10 innings and allowed just four hits. So he has settled in nicely after a bumpy beginning. Here's his 1-1. And Suero takes another fastball up in the zone. A called strike, 1-2. Ferret, consider the Orioles number 30 prospect according to Baseball America. Added to the top 30 after the start of May. Here's the 1-2 to Suero. High heater. Two balls and two strikes, dialed it up to 95 that time. Nick LaRusso hoping for a chance on deck. Ironbirds a 3-0 lead in the top of the fourth. The 2-2 offering outside a full count. And Suero, as we mentioned, has reached in 14 straight entering the night. I'll extend that here, the payoff pitch. And Suero gets jammed on the ground at second. Takes a tricky hop on Vavra to his left, but stays with it. And throws to Willems to close out the second straight. 1-2-3 inning for Michael Ferret. He's retired eight in a row after allowing a leadoff walk to LaRusso in the second inning. We head to the bottom of the fourth, 8-9-1 due up for Aberdeen against Castaneda. 3-0 Ironbirds on the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, pivot your Sunday plans and get ready for an unforgettable Friends night at the ballpark. Could we be any more excited? Be one of the first 1,000 fans through the gates and snag your exclusive Cyclones How You Doin' shirt, because who doesn't want to channel their inner Joey? If you're more of a Monica, organize your group because we've got the ultimate ticket package. Enjoy your coffee or tea and a Central Perk mug included alongside your shirt. Take it a notch higher with our Friends Brunch package. Dive into a 2-hour buffet, unlimited drinks, and yes, you get to keep the shirt and mug. It's like Thanksgiving with Joey, but with less turkey and more fun. So whether you're a Ross, Rachel, Monica, Chandler, Joey, or Phoebe, don't miss out on Friends Night. It's your chance to live the nostalgia, enjoy great baseball, and who knows, maybe your lobster is waiting at the ballpark. Learn more by calling the Cyclones at 718-372-5596 or by logging on to brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Victor Castaneda out for his first full inning of relief as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning here from Ripken Stadium, Leidos Field. Final line for Brooklyn starter Jonathan Pintaro goes 2 2/3 innings, 3 runs, 2 hits, 4 walks, 3 strikeouts, 66 pitches, 34 strikes, did hit a batter. Just never seemed to have his location on point tonight. And that played into the issues. Castaneda picked him up, stranded the bases, loaded for him in the third. And his first pitch to Angel Tejada blasted deep to left center field and off the fence. On his way to second, Tejada, throw in by Morabito, cut off by Tillian. So Angel Tejada, who lined out to short in his first at-bat here at home, then proceeds to rip a double into left center field on the very next pitch, he sees 108 miles an hour off the left center field fence. And the Ironbirds, a man in scoring position and nobody out. So the first extra base hit for Tejada as an Ironbird. Had seven doubles in the Carolina League. Third baseman Baez in for Valdez, who grounded out sharply to second in his first at-bat, shows bunt, pulls back, and takes low 1-0. Castaneda, the 25-year-old righty, has struggled against Aberdeen this year, making his fourth appearance against them. Here's the 1-0 pitch, shows bunt, pulls back, Suero throws behind the runner at second. But Tejada diving back without a throw. It's a called strike to Valdez. So the count 1-1. Righty fires. And a fastball up at 91. Two balls and a strike. Castaneda has given up five runs on eight hits in five innings against the Ironbirds this year. Gave up three runs, two earned against Jersey Shore in a couple innings last Tuesday. The 2-1 runner breaks for third. Valdez pulls it foul towards the first base coach's box. Picked up there by Charles Bolden and flipped into the seats. And so the count even, two balls, two strikes. Castaneda, minor league free agent signee by the Mets back in December. Spending the first several years of his career in the Brewers and Rays farm systems. Here's the 2-2, and Valdez sends one towards the roof. Take a look around the South Atlantic League here on this Tuesday night. A quiet evening. Just off I-95 South. The 2-2 pitch. Valdez hits it off the screws. On the ground a second. Coming on, Tillian has to hurry. And he does get the out at first. While Tejada advances 90 feet to third. So Valdez hits it hard but on the ground. And so Aberdeen a man at third and one out. And again, the Cyclones have to bring the infield in for Terran Vavra. So again, Brooklyn with the infield in. Vavra's single, a run scored, struck out his last time against Pintaro. And a big breaking ball from Castaneda loops in for a called strike one. But all 12 teams in action tonight in the South Atlantic. Top of the fifth right now in Hudson Valley as this pulled foul 0-2. Renegades in Wilmington tied at 2. Baron Stewart for the Renegades. Riley Cornelio getting the ball for the Blue Rocks. Big 0-2 coming. The righty fires. High, a ball and two strikes. Top of the fourth in Winston-Salem. Rome a sixth spot in the fourth to take an 8-1 lead on the dash. Kevin Kilpatrick Jr. and Sabin Zavallos, fourth and third homers of the year, respectively. 1-2 pitch and a check swing foul ball towards the third base dugout. Still 1-2 on Vavra. Mitch Ferris on the mound for Rome. Winston-Salem starter already booted from the ballgame. Castaneda works from the first base side of the rubber. And the letter is the 1-2. Fastball outside at 93. Two balls, two strikes. Bottom of the fifth in South Carolina. Greenville and Hickory are tied at 1. The 2-2 coming. Again, just a smidge high, a full count. So from 0-2 to 3-2. With Douglas Hodo waiting on deck. Castaneda, if he missed, did not miss by much. The payoff pitch inside, ball four, did not go on appeal, and he lost him. And Vavra 0-2, with four straight out of the zone. And now men at the corners and one out for Douglas Hodo. So Aberdeen has put multiple men on base in three of the first four innings tonight. Only exception, a 1-2-3 second. Hodo's been on base twice, a walk, a hit by pitch. He scored two of the three runs. Tejada at third, Vavra at first. First pitch from Castaneda, a foul tip into the glove of Suero. And the count, no balls and a strike. Well, Greenville a 2-1 lead now on Hickory in the bottom of the fifth. They have just taken a 2-1 advantage. David McCarty on the mound for, rather, DJ McCarty on the mound for the Crawdads. Greenville already into their bullpen as Hodo takes high, a ball and a strike. Not getting that high strike call on the home plate umpire this evening. That is Dylan Halsey, Trey Ward on the base paths. 1-1. His hit on the ground is short. Could be two. Lugo to second for one. Tillian back to first. Won't make the throw. Wasn't hit hard enough. Castaneda slaps his hand in his glove in frustration. Had Vavra 0-2 walked him. And that allows Hodo to bring in a run with a fielder's choice. 4-0 Aberdeen as Hodo gets credit for the RBI. A 6-4 fielder's choice is eighth run batted in with the Ironbirds this year. So Aberdeen has now scored in three of four innings tonight. One on and two out for Reed Trimble as a throw over to first and Hodo back safely. Hodo did steal a back. His last trip on base. Also took second on an errant pickoff throw. First pitch to Trimble. Pitch high, throw back behind the runner at first. And not in time as Hodo dives back. Greenville a 2-1 lead as Brooklyn's deficit balloons to four. 1-0. High, two balls and no strikes. Greensboro a 3-2 lead in Lakewood over Jersey Shore. Jordan Disson a solo homer, his ninth of the year. Luke Laws already into their bullpen. Wilbur Dotel, the starter for the Grasshoppers. 2-0. Inside with a breaking ball, three balls and no strikes. And Castaneda in danger of walking another. Only other game in the circuit tonight in Kentucky, Bowling Green and Asheville. Scoreless going to the bottom of the third. Roel Garcia the third against Nick Swanson. Roll back to first, and again Hodo dives back. Ironbirds a run in here in the fourth on one hit. They have a 4-0 lead. 3-0. There's a delayed called strike from Halsey. Slider in and the count 3-1. Creed Willems, who already has an RBI on deck. A 3-1 pitch. And this one blasted in a right center field. That one's down for a base hit. Lara trying to cut it off, but he can't. Under his backhanded trying all the way to the wall. Hodo will score on his way to third. Trimble, and he'll be held up there. It's an RBI triple for Reed at Trimble. And Aberdeen continuing to pour it on. It's 5-0. Second triple. Ninth RBI of the year for Trimble. And it's been a nightmare start for Brooklyn here to begin the road trip. 101.5 in a right center field. Lara did his best to cut it off, but did not bend down enough to get his glove down. And now Creed Willems takes up and away 1-0. So Castaneda has been charged for a pair, and just like Pintaro, he has not been able to find the strike zone consistently at all. 1-0 off the hands, 1-1. Just 15 of Castaneda's 28 pitches have been strikes. After Pintaro threw just two more strikes than balls in his outing. Brooklyn's bullpen back up again down the line. As there's a foul tip into the glove of Suero. 1-2. Castaneda at 25 pitches now in this fourth inning. Trimble the runner at third with two out. Aberdeen a couple men across in the inning. A 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him on the split finger. Tag applied by Suero. And the inning is over. But the Ironbirds score two more runs on two hits and leave a man at third. It's been all Ironbirds to start this six-game set. 4-0 Aberdeen as we move to the fifth on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York tri-state. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the
code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but
so
there's
much.
So many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
Cyclones offense has some work to do. They trail 5-0 going into the fifth. Michael Ferret back to work. He has thrown four shutout one-hit innings tonight as Nick LaRusso fouls it back. And the count 0-1. LaRusso, the last Cyclone to reach base, led off the second inning with a walk. Since then, eight straight have been retired by Ferret, starting with a double play off the bat of Wilfredo Lara. Ferret sets right by the belt buckle, the 0-1. In the dirt, down and away, a ball and a strike. Get you our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night here in the top of the fifth inning. Play into a little bit of Cyclones history on this date. Here comes the 1-1. Up and in, two balls and a strike on LaRusso. Aberdeen, five runs, four hits and error. They have left five. Brooklyn, no runs, one hit and error. They have yet to strand a runner. The 2-1 pitch. And LaRusso takes outside, three balls and a strike. Checked his swing, did not go, says Trey Ward. So the count now 3-1 on LaRusso. Nick with his walk, extending his on-base streak. The pitch. LaRusso gets his hands in, but not enough. Popped it up in a shallow left. Out the shortstop, Carter Young. And on the outfield turf makes the catch for the first out of the inning. So nine in a row now retired by Ferret. As the Ironbird bullpen starting to spring to life out in right. So here comes Wilfredo Lara. Righty-righty matchup, grounded into a double play in his first at-bat. Another pop-up off the hands, first base side, Willems. But this one will land a row back behind the first base dugout. And the count, no balls and a strike. But time to get you our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night. Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos, if you think you know the answer, this date in 2001 marked the first time the Cyclones played a home game at what is now Maimonides Park. Was the first home game for a professional baseball team in the borough of Brooklyn since 1957. That pitch high, 1-1. So obviously a significant date in Cyclones history. First home game in franchise history as Lara loops one in a shallow right, coming on Hodo to make the catch by the word mark. And there's two down now in the fifth inning. But Brooklyn playing the Mahoning Valley Scrappers. Edgar Rodriguez at a game-tying two-run homer and two with two out in the bottom of the ninth inning to send that game to extras. For the Cyclones would win in 10 innings. First pitch to Junior Tilley and a fastball cut on and missed 0-1. But our question tonight is, which future big leaguer had the walk-off sacrifice fly in the bottom of the 10th inning? Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos if you think you know. Another high fastball poured past Tillian. And he's behind 0-2. And bonus points if you can name the future Major League broadcaster who had the call on TV that night. 0-2 on Tillian. Looking for another 1-2-3 inning. And this time he nearly drills Junior with a fastball. Up and in at 95, 1-2. Tillian struck out his only time up tonight. Ferret trying to face the minimum through five. The 1-2 pitch. Up and away with a breaking ball. Ferret was making a beeline towards the first base dugout. Thought he had him. But instead, the count even at two. Jeffrey De Los Santos waits on deck. The righty's 2-2 pitch. And Tillian, a swinging bunt off the end of the bat. Third base side of the pitcher's mound. Ferret fields and throws a bullet over to first base and Creed Willems. And if that's the last pitch Michael Ferret throws, far and away his best outing as an Aberdeen Ironbird, faces the minimum through five one-hit shutout innings. No runs, no hits, nobody left. 11 straight retired by the 20-year-old right-hander. Halfway home on this Tuesday night, 5-0 Aberdeen on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The new season starts now.
Christopher Russo is the Mad Dog.
Things are shaping up as far as 2024 is concerned.
And the only thing he loves more than baseball is talking about it.
Prospects are suspects until they prove themselves in the big leagues.
As a new season begins,
it's a fun time of the year.
Watch High Heat weekdays at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Hola, soy Jeffrey Colón de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Victor Castañeda out for a second full inning of relief as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Carter Young shows bunt, pulls back, did not go. On appeal, says Trey Ward. And the count 1-0. Young, Retzbach, Florentino. 5-6 and 7 due up for the Ironbirds in the fifth inning. Young has a sack fly and a strikeout tonight. He rockets one foul up the first baseline. And the count even at 1-1. Castaneda trying to bounce back after giving up a pair in the fourth. The 1-1. And Young steps in the bucket on a fastball up and away. It's a ball and two strikes. Get you our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night. Give you the answer in the bottom of the sixth inning. 1-2 pitch. Outside and low. It's two balls and two strikes. Question tonight is, this date, 2001, the first home game in Brooklyn Cyclones history. And the first home game for any pro baseball team in the borough of Brooklyn since 1957. As Carter Young strikes out on a high heater. 91 up and away, and Victor Castaneda picks up the strikeout. One out in the fifth inning. Second strikeout tonight for him. That K brought to you by BKFC, the Brooklyn Football Club. Bringing soccer back to Coney Island in 2025. For more info, visit BrooklynFootballClub.com. Adam Retzbach has flied out and walked. Bases loaded, walk against Pintaro back in the third, and he takes low. One ball and no strikes. A kick, the delivery. And another dirt ball, 2-0. But our question today is, after the game-tying home run in the bottom of the ninth by Edgar Rodriguez, what future major leaguer had the walk-off sack fly in the Cyclones' first ever home game? Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos if you think you know. Is Retzbach out in front of the split finger, 2-1? And bonus points if you could name the future major league broadcaster who had the call that night on local cable television. 2-1. Inside corner, 2-2. Not talking about Warner Fusel. He had the call on the radio side, the late, great Warner, whose initials and his legendary rainbow umbrella memorialized on the inside of the press box doors at Maimonides Park. Anytime you come up there to the fourth floor, take a peek inside, you'll see that WF, the rainbow umbrella to memorialize Warner and his spot in the catbird seat, as there's a called strike three. Another split finger from Castaneda. Just a dead fish of a pitch. And talk about spin rate. Ball's moving a lot. You know, 27 to 3,000 RPMs, 2,700 to 3,000 RPMs. That last pitch from Castaneda at 672 RPMs. Very little movement at all. This one popped in a shallow right from Florentino. Out is Tillian. In is Lara. And away from his body, down by his waist, makes the catch to close out the second 1-2-3 inning of the night for Brooklyn defensively. And the first for Castaneda. Ironically enough, both of them have come after Aberdeen have scored a crooked number. The only two times they've had crooked numbered innings this night. We head to the sixth inning. Here from Aberdeen, Ironbirds ready to make a pitching change. 5-0 Aberdeen on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We love you for all you do for us, for keeping us warm and comfortable, for helping us work and play. We love every nook and cranny where we share stories, bubble baths, and Friday night dance parties. You take care of us. That's why we take care of you. For smart home and energy-saving products, shop National Grid's Marketplace.
Call to the bullpen for Aberdeen as we go to the top of the sixth inning. This call to the bullpen is always brought to you by the Coney Island Sandbar. Open now on Surf App for a pregame snack or postgame drink. Luis De Leon going to piggyback off of Michael Perrette, and the southpaw's first pitch fastball ripped past the barrel of Jeffrey De Los Santos, and the count 0-1. Jeffrey struck out his first time up. This stung softly on the ground at second, and to his left, Vavra from the right field turf throws out Jeffrey for the first out of the sixth inning. De Leon, one of the top prospects on this Aberdeen roster, 6'3", 168 pounds, 21 years old, from Barahona in the Dominican Republic. Making his seventh appearance, second out of the bullpen for Aberdeen, as William Lugo takes outside for ball one. De Leon, 0-1 record of 4.37 ERA with the Ironbirds, the 1-0. Outside and low, 2-0. Lugo fly out to left his first trip. De Leon, 22 hits, 22 and two-thirds innings, 10 walks, 25 punch-outs, 2-0. And another fastball below the knees. Three balls and no strikes now on Lugo. De Los Santos pitching out of the bullpen. First time since his Aberdeen debut. Back on May the 21st against Jersey Shore, as Lugo taking a called strike. 96 miles an hour that time, 3-1. De Leon, no decision, his only start against Brooklyn. That was a televised game on June the 7th, 3-1, in the dirt ball 4. So Brooklyn has their first base runner since the second inning. That ends a streak of 12 straight retired by Ironbird pitching. And there is one on and one out now for Mateo Gil, who grounded out to second in his first at-bat today. Final line for Michael Perrette, the starter, goes 5 innings. No runs, a hit, a walk, and 4 strikeouts. First pitch, and Gill sends it back and out of play, 0-1. Perrette, 58 pitches, 37 strikes, extremely economical, face the minimum. Allow the two base runners, but both guys were doubled off. The 0-1 outside, a ball and a strike. Coney Convo's trivia question will give you the answer in the bottom of the inning. But this date, 2001, Brooklyn playing the first professional baseball home game in the borough of Brooklyn since 1957. The 1-1, Gill takes low. Two balls and a strike. Edgar Rodriguez at a game-tying home run with two out in the ninth, and set the stage for this future major leaguer who had the walk-off sac fly in the bottom of the 10th inning. Bonus points if you can name the future major league broadcaster who had the call on TV that night, as Gill fouls it off the glove of Retzbach. And it's even, two balls and two strikes. Give you the answer, as you mentioned, in the bottom of the inning. One on and one out. Top half of the sixth, Aberdeen a 5-0 lead. The lefty at the belt. Here comes the 2-2. And he ties up Gill for strike three. Struck him out on a breaking ball in. And Gill, frustrated, looks like he wants to slam the knob of his bat down on the turf, but instead will just flip the bat around in his hand as he walks back to the dugout. So De Leon picks up his first strikeout, and there's two out in the sixth for Nick Morabito. He's the only Brooklyn hit. That was the first batter of the ballgame. He takes outside, ball one. Morabito slapped the third pitch of the night down the right field line. Got to third base with nobody out, but Brooklyn has not put a man in scoring position since. The 1-0. Up and away, two balls and no strikes. De Leon, big ground ball pitcher, ranked as the Orioles' number 13 prospect according to Baseball America, number 17 by MLB Pipeline. Started the year at single-A Delmarva, made seven starts there. Morabito swings through the high, cheese 2-1. But has been with Aberdeen since the 21st of May, same day he made his debut. And a bargain signing for the Orioles, signed for just $30,000. 2-1, way high. Electric fastball at 93. Sounded harder than it was. And the count 3-1 on Morabito with Jesus Baez waiting on deck. One on, two out, 5-0 Aberdeen in the top of the sixth. Here comes a 3-1. And Morabito taking all the way. Watches strike two. Like the changeup that time from the southpaw. So that will release Lugo from first base with two out and a full count. Third baseman Tejada hugs the line. The payoff pitch. And Morabito stings it foul off the facing of the upper deck and back down into the seating bowl. Still 3-2 on Morabito. Rests his bat on his back shoulder. As De Leon gets the sign, another payoff pitch, and Morabito stings another one foul towards the first base coach's box. Ironbirds, two-tone cap, powder blue back panel, white front panel, powder blue bill, with the Ironbird jet logo on the front. The payoff pitch again. Swing and a miss. Got him, strike three. Got him on the breaking ball down and in. De Leon comes from behind in the count. 3-1 to strike out Morabito. Works around the walk to Lugo and punches out a pair in the sixth. No runs, no hits. One man left at the end of 5.5. It is still all Ironbirds, 5-0 our score on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Attention Cyclone fans and furry friend enthusiasts. Get your paws ready for Bark in the Park Nights, presented by the Veterinary Emergency Group. Join us at Maimonides Park for a tail-wagging good time on five special Tuesdays, April 23rd, May 21st, June 18th, July 23rd, and September 3rd. For just $20, humans get a ticket to the game and a stylish Cyclones cap, while your four-legged buddies enter for free. Enjoy the game from our main seating bowl, designed to offer the best views for our two-legged fans. Plus, don't miss the pregame pup parade around the field starting 45 minutes before the first pitch. Line up between sections 22 and 24 and strut your stuff. And that's not all. With each ticket purchased, you'll also receive a Cyclones doggy backpack, perfect for carrying treats, toys, and bags on your walks. This handy bag clips easily to a leash or human backpack, making it a must-have for every outing. So mark your calendars and join us for Bark in the Park Nights. Purchase your tickets today at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. Cyclones Baseball, where amazing starts here and every bark is part of the cheer.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Victor Castaneda out for his third full inning of relief tonight, has thrown 41 pitches through 2 1/3. 8-9-1 due up for the Ironbirds. Tejada, Valdez, and Vavra. Tejada 1-for-2 has lined out and doubled off the left field wall. And his first pitch seen in the sixth is taken low for ball one. Get you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question in this sixth inning. 1-0, Tejada drops to a knee, and a foul tip on the split finger. It's one ball and one strike. Quarter to nine in the East. Castaneda kicks now the 1-1. Way inside off the glove of Suero. Two balls and a strike, but Arconi Convo's trivia question, important day, June 25th. This day, hard to believe, 23 years ago, the first home game for a professional baseball team in Brooklyn since 1957, as Tejada loses the bat on the swing, fouls it off into the first base seats in the count 2-2. Bat went spinning all the way to the padded wall behind home. Everybody all right, and the count even at two. On June 25th, 2001, Cyclones playing that first home game in franchise history. Edgar Rodriguez at the game-tying shot with two out of the ninth. But who had the walk-off sack fly in the bottom of the tenth? Which future big leaguer had that walk-off winner as this one comes up and hits Tejada? Hit him with 81 up and in. Castaneda, I don't think, had any idea where that one was going. Certainly not the intent. A pitch that had a spin rate of 45 clearly slipped out of his hand. And so the leadoff man on the hit by pitch. Second man plunked tonight for Aberdeen. Brings up Luis Valdez. A couple of sharp ground balls to second tonight. And a throwback to first, and Tejada retreats standing up. My bonus points for our question was for if you could name the future Major League broadcaster that had the call that day on TV. Runner dancing off first, and the pitch from Valdez chopped to short. Lugo racing towards second base, and he's safe. Lugo raced towards the bag instead of flipping to Tillian trying to cover. And Tejada won the race. Tejada looked like he overslid the bag. Lugo couldn't believe it, but looked to a naked eye that Tejada beat him there. Question was, does anything hold up if Tejada overslides the bag like he did? I'm not sure why Lugo didn't flip the ball to Tillian trying to cover the bag. I know Tillian was playing towards the hole between first and second. But another bad break for Brooklyn. It'll be a fielder's choice off the bat of Valdez. And now the Ironbirds have two on and nobody out. And Darren Vavra takes low for ball one. Vavra singled and walked tonight. 1-0. And a foul ball straight back in the count 1-1. So after Brooklyn retired the side in order in the fifth, the first two are on against Castaneda in the sixth. Not quite the same as the third inning, but certainly not far enough away from it. The 1-1. Foul tip in and out of the glove of Suero. A ball and two strikes. So who had the walk-off sack fly? And who was on the TV call that night on cable television? Get you the answer after the first out. Tejada at second, Valdez at first. The 1-2 pitch, and there's a rocket at short. Off the glove of Lugo, deflects the second baseman, Tillian. Steps on second, throw to third, and they tag out Tejada. What a bizarre series of events. You thought disaster initially as the 90-mile-an-hour line drive ricocheted out of the glove of Lugo. Kicked towards second base, but Junior Tillian was ready for it. Picked it up off the turf. Raced to second base to force out Valdez. Then threw to third base. Baez applied the tag on Tejada. Felipe Rojas Jr. having a conversation with the base umpire, Trey Ward. My assumption is thinking that Baez did not apply the tag on Tejada sliding into the base. But the argument will fall on deaf ears. And that'll be the most unusual 6-4-5 double play you ever did see. So a man at first and two out for Douglas Hodo. And he swings through the split finger down and away 0-1. Hodo has walked, been hit by a pitch, and had an RBI fielder's choice in his last at-bat. One on, two out. Now the 0-1, and a breaking ball high, a ball and a strike. So let's get you the answer to our trivia questions, as now all of a sudden there are two out in the inning. So who had the walk-off sack fly in the first professional baseball game back in the borough of Brooklyn since 1957, this date 2001? None other than the guy the Mets ultimately traded to acquire Carlos Delgado. Mike Jacobs had the walk-off sack fly in the bottom of the 10th inning. He was the Cyclones' catcher that day before he moved over to first base. Roddy fires, and that pitch low, two balls and a strike. And Dave Sims, now the television voice of the Seattle Mariners. You hear him as well on Fox Sports doing college hoops during the winter as well. But Dave Sims had the call that day. As this fouled off the hands, it's 2-2. And I want to say it might have been Ron Swoboda who was on the color commentary that day. I believe Cablevision was the one that carried the broadcast. His time called over at first base by Vavra. 2-2 on Douglas Otto. Man at first, two out. And a 5-0 Aberdeen lead in the bottom of the sixth. Well, Mike Jacobs and Dave Sims, the answers to our questions tonight. A win over the Mahoning Valley Scrappers. As Castaneda misses down and away, a full count. Looks to be Jimmy Loper up in the Cyclones' bullpen beyond the left field wall. Castaneda's up at 56 pitches tonight. The 3-2 breaking ball popped up behind the plate. Suero mask in hand, but this one will get into the seats. It remains full at 3-2. The 57 pitches now tonight for Castaneda, blowing past his previous season high of 45, which came in his last outing against Jersey Shore a week ago today. Runner will be off on the 3-2. Roddy deals, and this one foul to the right and out of the stadium. Nightfall arriving quickly here in the state of Maryland. Ironbirds 2 in the first, 1 in the third, 2 in the fourth to take a 5-0 lead. Brooklyn picked up a base hit in the first at-bat of the game but have been held hitless since. The payoff pitch. Low ball four. So Castaneda offers his second walk of the night. Sixth allowed by Brooklyn pitching. And the Ironbirds again have two on. Two out now for Reed Trimble. But this will be all for Castaneda tonight. A pitch shy of 60 on the evening. 14 more pitches than he had thrown in any other game this year. And although he has starter experience, Jimmy Loper will come on and try and get out of the sixth inning. Two on, two out. Loper trying to keep this a 5-0 Aberdeen lead. Get you the info on the new pitcher when we come back. Our pitching change is brought to you by the Coney Island Sandbar. Open now on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. Don't go anywhere. You're listening on the Cyclones Radio Network. The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Jimmy Loper, the new arm in the game for Brooklyn. Two on, two out for Aberdeen in the bottom of the sixth. They're trying to add to a 5-0 lead. Reed Trimble, who had an RBI triple his last time up, the batter. And the first pitch to the lefty is fouled straight up into the air and onto the roof, and the count 0-1. Trimble has also struck out and walked tonight. Loper sets down by the belt. Now the 0-1 pitch, and a breaking ball blasted into right center field. That one's going to be trouble again in the right center field gap and off the fence. Two runs will score. Trimble's on his way to third again, and he'll be there standing once more with another triple. This time a two RBI three bagger. Both bequeathed runners for Castaneda come across to score, and the Ironbirds now lead 7-0. That was a middle breaking ball at 77. And it came off the bat 20 miles an hour harder than it came in. So Reed Trimble is second at three-bagger in as many at-bats as Creed Willems takes a called strike and the count 0-1. Trimble now three triples on the year and 11 RBI. The 0-1 to Willems. There's a knee-high strike and the count 0-2. Loper, the right-hander for Brooklyn. Standing at 6'4", 215 pounds. 24 years old from Honolulu, Hawaii. The 0-2 pitch. And this fouled straight back, and the count remains 0-2. The 0-2, swing and a foul tip off Suero. And it remains no balls and two strikes. Loper making his ninth appearance since joining Brooklyn back on the 13th of May. An 0-2 record, an ERA of 9.26, 15 hits in 11 and two-thirds innings, 9 walks to 10 strikeouts. Two runs in, Trimble at third, the 0-2 pitch, and Willems pops it up. Foul ground, third base side. Baez on the warning track by the Brooklyn dugout makes the catch to end the inning. So Castaneda departs with two men on, and both bequeathed runners by Loper come in to score on the three base hit. Ironbirds, two runs, one hit, one man left. For the seventh we go. Aberdeen cruising up 7-0 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
On Saturday, June 22nd, come help us celebrate Margaritaville Night at the ballpark. Come enjoy a cheeseburger or a hot dog in paradise when the Cyclones host the Blue Claws. The first 1,500 fans will take home a custom-made Cyclones Hawaiian shirt. And you can take home a special tiki mug with our exclusive ticket package. And if that's not enough, celebrate by enjoying our all-you-can-drink offer. 2 hours of beer, wine, seltzers, and more, plus receive that limited edition Tiki Mug. For more info and to purchase your tickets, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
first pitch from Luis De Leon to Jesus Baez in the top of the seventh, fouled straight back in the count 0-1. Baez has struck out and popped up to center field in his high A debut tonight. Takes outside and the count of ball and a strike. Top of the 9 o'clock hour, it has been all Aberdeen tonight. They have a 7-0 lead. The 1-1 pitch, and Baez rips one left center field. There's his first high A base hit. Gets past Trimble to his right all the way to the wall. Baez on his way to second, and he'll slam on the brakes there with a leadoff double. The first hit in Jesus Baez's Cyclones career, a 108-mile-an-hour blur into the left center field gap. And the Cyclones quickly have a man in scoring position. And nobody out in the seventh inning. So the Cyclones an opportunity here to potentially break up this shutout. The man in scoring position for the first time since the first inning. First pitch to Suero, fouled off the hands in the count 0-1. Chris is lined into a double play and grounded out to second. The 0-1 called strike in the count 0-2. I'm talking about the big moment this day in Cyclones history, this day 23 years ago. First home game by a professional baseball team in Brooklyn since the Dodgers left at the end of the 1957 Major League season. Brooklyn trailing by two entering the ninth inning. Edgar Rodriguez tied it with a home run. Mike Jacobs won it with a walk-off sac fly. As the 0-2 low, a ball and two strikes. That day, so notable with baseball coming back to Brooklyn, obviously was a big story throughout the papers as Suero chases a pitch in the dirt for strike three. Overhand throw down by Retzbach to first base completes the strikeout. And so a man at second and one out for Nick LaRusso. De Leon with his third punch out tonight. LaRusso's walked and popped up to short. Lefty fires, and LaRusso takes a fastball on the outside corner, 0-1. But over 300 media members, not just from Brooklyn, not just from New York City, not just from the tri-state area. The 0-1 deep down the right field line, but this off the end of the bat and hooking foul and out of play. Got very close to the 3-10 marker, but couldn't quite keep it straight. And so LaRusso behind, no balls and two strikes. But 300-plus media members from around the world came out to Coney Island that night to document that moment. And if you haven't checked it out, log on to Twitter as this ball in the dirt kicks to the left of Retzbach. Left the batter circle briefly, but Baez couldn't pick it up. So he stays put at second base. It's a ball and two strikes. A look back at second from De Leon, the 1-2. And LaRusso takes outside, two balls and two strikes. Edgar Rodriguez made it up to as high as high A St. Lucie in 2004. That's when his career fizzled out. The 2-2 outside, a full count now on LaRusso. Wilfredo Lara waiting on deck. Rodriguez played in 27 games for Brooklyn. That inaugural season, another 11 the following year in 2002. The payoff outside and low. LaRusso walks again. Second free pass allowed by De Leon. And Brooklyn has multiple men on base for the first time tonight. And now Wilfredo Lara Grounded into a double play in his first at-bat, fly to right his last time, comes up. Edgar Rodriguez, 44 years old now. You look back at that inaugural Cyclones team as Lara shoots it off to the right, 0-1. Ed Alfonso. Not Edgardo, not Edgar, but Ed Alfonso was the manager of that team. Actually played the last couple of years at Alfonso in the Orioles organization, fittingly enough, as this one blooped in right. Coming towards the line now, in and to his right is Hodo to make the catch. Hodo is going to his left towards the right field line, but the wind blowing in from I-95 and right field towards the left field line. So Hodo had to change his course of direction from straight left to in and to his right. And able to make the catch for the second out of the seventh inning. And so two on, two out for Junior Tillian, who's 0 for 2 tonight. The first pitch taken, a fastball strike, and it's 0-1. There were quite a few future big leaguers on that team. You had Tsuyoshi Shinjo, the first major league rehabber in franchise history, fan favorite. The 0-1 outside, 1-1. You had, of course, Mike Jacobs, who had the walk-off winner that day. Daniel Garcia, the first Cyclone to ever make it to the big leagues. Angel Pagan, who had his number memorialized at the ballpark, still is. As Tillian takes away, two balls and a strike. Yeah, Justin Huber was an 18-year-old on that team, had 9 at-bats, I'm going to guess towards the tail end of the season. Was once a very highly regarded prospect in the Royals system years later. As Tillian takes low, it's 3 balls and a strike. I'm trying to remember, who did the Mets get to trade away Justin Huber? 3-1. And Tillian swings through the high fastball. A little tip into the glove of Retzbach, a full count. So that'll start the merry-go-round. Actually, wow, that's a great nugget. Justin Huber, guy was a top 100 prospect, traded by the Mets to the Royals. The payoff pitch, inside and low, ball 4, gets away from Retzbach. Well, not far enough for anyone to take an extra base. So Baez to third, LaRusso to second. Second walk of the inning by De Leon. And the bases are loaded with two out for Jeffrey De Los Santos as the pitching coach. Jordy Henry out to the mound and talk with the left-hander De Leon. But the Mets traded Justin Huber to the Royals July 30th, 2004, a day before the deadline. Who did the Mets acquire in that trade? Well, he never played in the big leagues for the Mets. Not until his final year as a big leaguer in 2018. Jose Bautista. That's who Justin Huber was traded for. In July of 2004, before the Mets gave him Matt Peterson, I believe also a former Cyclone. Yeah, he was. He was on that inaugural team in 2001. And along with Ty Wiggenin to the Pirates for Chris Benson and Jeff Kepinger. And Chris Benson's time with the Mets was just as notable for Chris Benson's pitching as it was for some wild comments made throughout his tenure by his wife. Kepinger was a nice player. I thought the Mets should have held on to him for longer. Of course, Bautista never really became a household name until he was with Toronto. As De Los Santos takes outside 1-0. The Mets were on the losing end of a couple of trades, of low-key trades involving sort of unknown minor leaguers at the time that went on to have great big league careers. The 1-0. And Jeffrey takes it at the knees. A ball and a strike. Bases loaded. Two out. Top of the seventh. Brooklyn trailing 7-0. Jeffrey De Los Santos, the batter, 0 for 2 tonight. Brooklyn trying to break up the shutout. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Inside. It's 2 balls and a strike. But the other was Nelson Cruz. I feel like that doesn't get as much talk as the Jose Bautista acquisition and trade did. 2-1. De Los Santos hits it hard but foul towards the third base concourse. It's 2-2. Yeah, the Mets. Signed Nelson Cruz as a minor league free agent in 1998 and then traded him at the waiver deadline in 2000 when the Mets needed shortstop help and got Jorge Volandia from the A's. As this one pulled on the ground, foul at the first baseline. And it remains even 2-2. Jorge Volandia. He's always my go-to whenever I need a really obscure name on Immaculate Grid. Why he's a name that always comes to mind, maybe because the 2000 Mets are so notable in my life. That's the only reason I can think of. 2-2. De Los Santos, soft ground ball, past the mound, charging the second baseman, Vavra. Glove flip to first, not in time. De Los Santos legs it out and breaks up the shutout. It's an RBI infield single for Jeffrey De Los Santos, and Brooklyn's on the board at 7-1. Once that ball got past the mound, you knew it was trouble. Vavra did an excellent job coming in to make a play on that ball and have a chance to get Jeffrey at first with the glove flip. But Jeffrey able to leg it out. He's got RBIs in back-to-back games. His 18th of the year keeps the inning alive. Bases remain loaded for William Lugo. And he yanks this foul towards the third base dugout in the count 0-1. The lefty ready. A one-strike pitch, way high with a fastball. And the count even at one. And Cruz, that's the other thing. Same thing with him and Bautista. They were traded a lot of times before they became who they were throughout the majority of their major league careers. As Lugo takes a strike 1-2. Then Nelson Cruz was then traded by Oakland to Milwaukee 4 years later for two guys who played in the big leagues but are just as anonymous as Jorge Volandia. Justin Lair went with him to Milwaukee for Keith Ginter, who was a utility infielder, the 1-2. Lair was, I think, a lefty pitcher. As Lugo takes low 2-2. This is proving that this was right at the height. No, he was a righty. I guess maybe the Lair, I thought Lair lefty. All these names familiar, and that was right in my degenerate era where I would spend all day looking at baseball transactions as opposed to my homework, as Lugo can't hold up on the changeup down and away for strike three. So De Leon strands the bases loaded, and Brooklyn has to settle for one on the infield base hit by De Los Santos. De Leon throws 32 pitches in the inning, but Brooklyn breaks up the shutout. A run on two hits for the bases left loaded. We are heading to the seventh inning stretch. Brooklyn trailing Aberdeen 7-1 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Traditional stats.
Teams are not stealing enough. If I'm running a major league team, I'm starting to track me.
Advanced metrics.
I've given up on trying to get rid of batting averages. There's no beating it.
The impact of rule changes.
Pitch time or violations have been scarce.
One thing's for sure. He's thinking about baseball, and he's fired up for 2024.
These are the standards by which major leaguers are measured.
Watch the show for the thinking fan. MLB Now. Weekdays at 12 Eastern on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Jimmy Loper back to the mound for Brooklyn as we go to the bottom of the seventh inning here from Lido's Field. Final line for Victor Castaneda today for Brooklyn. Departed with a couple of men on in the bottom of the sixth inning. Both runners he left on base scored. Three innings, four runs all earned on two hits, three walks, three strikeouts. Did hit a batter. A season high 59 pitches and 34 strikes for Victor. So Carter Young will lead things off in the bottom of the seventh inning. Young, Retzbach, and Florentino, the three scheduled to bat. And the first pitch from Loper is a fastball up and away at 89. And the count 1-0. Young is sack fly and a couple of strikeouts tonight. Third baseman Baez playing all the way towards the shortstop position. There is literally nobody between Baez and the third base line as that outside 2-0. Baez got to be at least 20 or so feet away from the back. Loper is 2-0. And there is a breaking ball strike in the count 2-1. 7-1 Aberdeen here in the bottom of the seventh. Brooklyn one run, three hits and error. They have left four. Aberdeen seven runs, five hits and error. They have left six. Here's the 2-1. And a curveball strike. It's 2-2. Take a look around the Mets affiliates here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Let you know what's going on throughout the organization tonight. The righty is 2-2. And Young in the air, left center field. Back into his left, De Los Santos took the wrong route. And it's over his head and all the way to the fence. On his way to second, Young. He's on his way to third. The throw there, way wild. Hits off the railing of Brooklyn's third base dugout. And the Ironbirds have their third triple of the night. Second triple of the year for Carter Young. 99 miles an hour over the head of Jeffrey De Los Santos in left. And Jeffrey cut more to his left than back after contact there. And the ball had some good backspin on it and sailed over the head of Jeffrey as he tried to get back to his left. And once again, the Cyclone's going to have to bring the infield in. As the Ironbirds, four extra base hits tonight, and three of them are three-baggers. And an appeal to second base to see if Young missed second base on his way to third. And a throw to Luco results in a safe signal from the base umpire, Trey Ward. So he did not miss the bag. And now Retzbach with the infield in, swings through a changeup, 0-1. Retzbach, a bases-loaded walk. That was back in the third inning. Outside of that, a fly out to right and a strikeout looking. The 0-1. And that low, one ball and one strike. But starting at the big league level, it has been all Mets tonight. Opening game of the Subway Series in 2024. David Peterson struck out three in a row to get out of a bases-loaded jam in the first. As Retzbach swings and misses 1-2. The Mets have clubbed four home runs tonight, all four coming off Gerrit Cole. Mark Vientos has homered in three consecutive at-bats before he finally made out tonight, dating back to the game yesterday, rather on Sunday against the Cubs. The 1-2 goes right past the glove of Suero to the backstop. And that's going to allow Young to score. The count 2-2 on Retzbach. The wild pitch makes it 8-1 Ironbirds. The breaking ball down and away, and Suero couldn't quite backhand it. And scored it all the way to the backstop. So the base is empty as Young triples and scores on the wild pitch. Here's the 2-2. Outside, three balls and two strikes. Time called at home plate by Retzbach, but it's now 8-1 Mets. J.D. Martinez, an RBI double off Michael Tonkin, the former Met. And it is all Mets tonight. And Flushing against the Yankees as Retzbach strikes out on a high fastball. Got him on 90 up in the zone. And there's one away in the bottom of the seventh inning. Brings up Randy Florentino. That strikeout brought to you by BKFC, the Brooklyn Football Club. Bringing soccer back to Coney Island in 2025. For more info, visit BrooklynFootballClub.com. Make it 9-1 Mets now on a Pete Alonso sack fly as Florentino stings one up the middle and into center field, another base hit. First hit tonight for Florentino, had been 0-3. And the Ironbirds with one on and one out for Angel Tejada has doubled and been hit by a pitch tonight, 1-2. Mark Vientos, a couple of home runs. He's got 9. Harrison Bader, a solo shot. A former Yankee is 5th. And Brandon Nimmo, a 2-run blast, is 12th. First pitch to Tejada. This one hit on the ground is short. Could be 2. Lugo to 2nd for 1. Tillian back to 1st. Safe! Safe the call at 1st. Tillian didn't get enough juice behind that throw. Sort of sailed a little bit. Still thought LaRusso stretched enough to reel that in before Tejada got to the bag. But just has not been the kind of night Brooklyn was hoping for, even on those 50-50 plays. And so a 6-4 fielder's choice, not a double play, keeps the inning alive for Luis Valdez. He's 0-3 tonight, and he fouls it straight to the mesh screen in the count 0-1. Well, David Peterson struck out 8 tonight, did walk 5. The Mets a comfortable 9-1 lead tonight in the first game of the year in the Subway Series as Valdez hits it sharply fair over the first base bag off the sidewall, kicks into right field. LaRusso can't believe it, throw to second base, not in time. It'll be a double for Luis Valdez, came off the bat at 97 miles an hour. His first hit as an Ironbird this year. LaRusso thought it went foul up the first base line. I couldn't tell. John Vaughn, the manager, or acting manager tonight with Gilbert Gomez out of town, out to have a conversation with Holsey, the home plate umpire. Tejada stopped at 3rd. But the Murphy's Law night continues for Brooklyn as 2nd and 3rd and 2 out for the top of the lineup in Terran Vavra. So 7 of the 9 now in Aberdeen's lineup have picked up a base hit. And all 9 have reached base at least once as Terran Vavra takes a high fastball for strike 1. Vavra, single and a walk, has also struck out and grounded into a fielder's choice. The 0-1. A breaking ball cut on and missed. It's 0-2. Third baseman Baez playing back and off the line. Lugo, the shortstop, flared up the middle. The 0-2 pitch, and this fouled on top of the third base dugout. It remains 0-2 on Vavra. Aberdeen a run in here in the seventh. They've scored in all but two innings tonight. The 0-2 foul tip in and out of the glove of Suero. Couldn't squeeze it. And Vavra stays alive. Another example of something just not quite going Brooklyn's way. Looked like they had the strikeout to end the inning, but Suero couldn't hang on. Nearing the bottom of the 9 o'clock hour here in the East. Aberdeen an 8-1 lead in the opening game of this six-game series. Brooklyn won the first series 4 out of 6. They split the last one 3-3. The 0-2, and Vavra spoils another to the left. Into the vacant upper seating bowl. Remains no balls and two strikes. Sparse crowd on this Tuesday night. Calm and quiet, though. I-95 South, located just beyond the right field wall. Another 0-2 pitch. And this time the curveball bounces, a ball and two strikes. Triple-A Syracuse. Bottom of the ninth inning on the road against Buffalo. Blue Jays affiliate, they have a 10-1 lead. The New York Mets have hit 4 homers tonight. The Syracuse Mets have hit 5. The 1-2, swing and a miss, struck him out. High fastball at 91, and Loper strands a pair in the 7th. But Aberdeen adds another run thanks to the triple from Carter Young and a wild pitch. 1 run, 3 hits, 2 men left to the 8th we go. Aberdeen in control 8-1 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
We got breaking news.
Wall-to-wall breaking news.
It's that time of year.
The Dodgers get Machado.
Where teams make their move.
We are the epicenter of the trade deadline.
To postseason glory.
I love what San Diego's doing here.
Juan Soto, first time in a Padres uniform.
But this deadline waits for no one.
They're the best offense.
Who's going to get Ohtani?
We're watching.
It makes them a competitive lineup.
You heard it here first.
Oh, my.
The 2023 MLB Trade Deadline Special, August 1st on MLB Network.
Calling all hot dog lovers. Come join us at Maimonides Park on Wednesday, July 3rd, when the Cyclones will suit up as the Coney Island Franks. Just one day before the annual Nathan's Famous hot dog eating contest, the first 1,500 fans to enter the ballpark will receive a Joey Chestnut bobblehead giveaway. There are also special guaranteed ticket offers to ensure you'll get to take home a bobblehead of the hot dog king of Coney Island. For tickets and more info, make sure to log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Go to the top of the eighth inning. Brooklyn trailing Aberdeen 8-1. 9-1 and 2 due up against Luis De Leon, Gil, Morabito, and Baez. Was a defensive change for Aberdeen here in the top half of the eighth inning. I want to say that will be at second base. And indeed it is. Taryn Vavra, the rehabber, is out after 7 innings. That's fairly common for a guy on a rehab assignment. So Vavra is out. And in his place is Christian Benavides. So Benavides now at second as Gil hits one on the ground at third, coming on Tejada. And he'll throw to first to get the opening out of the eighth inning. So one away, back to the top of the lineup in Nick Morabito. He has one of Brooklyn's 3 hits tonight. Continue our look around the Mets affiliate scoreboard tonight as the first pitch to Morabito is taken outside for ball one. Struck out twice since the leadoff single. And De Leon misses away with a fastball. 2 balls and no strikes, but Syracuse, a 10-1 lead in Buffalo tonight. Ryland Bannon, Carlos Cortez, Brett Beatty, Ryland Thomas, and Luke Ritter have all gone deep. There's a called strike to Morabito. It's 2-1. A lefty fires, and another strike. Change up, it's 2-2. And how about Ryland Thomas? Already 5 AAA home runs. And Luke Ritter has 17 on the year. Might be about time to start looking at Ritter as a potential call-up as a 2-2, a foul tip into the glove of Retzbach for strike 3. So De Leon picks up his 5th punch out. Morabito down on strikes for the 3rd time tonight. And there's 2 away in the 8th for Jesus Baez. Doubled and scored an inning ago. The only run of the night for Brooklyn. First pitch to the righty batter. And he takes a strike down and away. It's 0-1. Lefty deals and Baez takes low. 1-1. Double A Binghamton have gone final against Portland. Lost at home tonight to the Red Sox affiliate 5-2. The 1-1. In the dirt, down and in. 2-2. Alex Ramirez had the only RBI today for the Rumble Ponies. Stanley Consuegra batting 8th in right field in his Double A debut. Went 0-4 with a strikeout. The 2-1. At the knees and the count even 2-2. Yoander Suarez took the loss. Bryce Montes de Oca's second rehab appearance with Binghamton gave up a couple of runs in the 3rd of an inning. The pitch, Baez, chopper on the ground at 3rd. Coming on is Tejada, sets and throws to 1st in time to close out another 1-2-3 inning. So Luis De Leon, after a 32-pitch 7th, retires Brooklyn in order on 12 pitches in the 8th. Jimmy Loper back to work for Brooklyn. Cyclones trail 8-1. On the Cyclones Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclones Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Jimmy Loper back to the mound as we go to the bottom of the 8th inning. Calling all kids, only thing better than curling up with a good book is getting free tickets to see your Cyclones are doing it. All kids 18 and under invited to join our Home Run Readers program presented by Sledgehouse Media. First pitch coming here in the bottom of the 8th inning to Douglas Hodo, and he bounces it foul up the 3rd baseline, 0-1. Hodo 0-1, a couple of walks, a hit by pitch, and an RBI fielder's choice tonight. 2-3-4 due up for the Ironbirds in the 8th inning. They've scored in all but 2 innings tonight, the 2nd and the 5th, the 2 frames they went in order. So every time they've put a man on base, they've scored at least 1 run in the frame. As Hodo fouls it up the line, 0-2. But all you have to do as part of our Home Run Readers program is read 4 books in your free time. Tell us about them. You'll get 2 free tickets to a 2024 Cyclones home game. For more information, Visit BrooklynCyclones.com/enrichment. Odo takes outside 1-2. Continue our look around the Mets organization tonight. The 1-2. And Hodo in the air left center field. That one's going to get down for another base hit. Over to cut it off to his right, Morabito. Hodo on his way to second. And the throw-in cut off by Lugo. Douglas Hodo has his first hit of the night. He's on base for the fourth time. And another extra base hit for the Ironbirds. It's Hodo's sixth double of the year. So once again, the Ironbirds have a man aboard. And nobody out for Reed Trimble, who in his last two at-bats has tripled both times and brought in three runs. He's been on base three times as well with a walk. And he takes outside 1-0. But single-A St. Lucie lost on the road this evening to Palm Beach. Cardinals affiliate 6-2. Three-hit day for Boston Barrow. A.J. Ewing had a couple of doubles. A 1-0 pitch, and Trimble takes down and in. Two balls and no strikes. Florida Complex League. Mets hosting the Cardinals. Cardinals won that one 5-0 in Port St. Lucie as Loper misses in by the knees 3-0. FCL Mets were limited to three hits today. Shintaro Fujinami made a rehab appearance through a scoreless inning, retired all three batters, had a strikeout. As Trimble takes a get-me-over strike, it's 3-1. Only other game in the system today, Dominican Summer League. The Mets orange and Mets blue teams playing against one another. Orange beats blue 10-1 as Rimbles swings through a changeup. The pitch down and the count full. Seven-inning ball game. The payoff pitch. Hit on the ground up the middle and past the glove of Lugo into center field. Another base hit. Rounding third is Trimble. He'll score. Throw to second base, and Trimble is out. Trying to advance to second on the throw. Scratch that. Hodo is the one who scored on the base hit. Trimble will pick up his fourth RBI of the night, though. He's thrown out at second, and the Ironbirds have a 9-1 lead. So the out at second base, 8-3, I believe to 4. And now the base is empty and one out for Creed Willems, who takes inside and low, 1-0. So again, the Ironbirds get a man on base and they get him in. That has been the story of the night. Ironbirds, surprisingly, only 3-for-12 with runners in scoring position. Figured to be better than that. Willems takes a called strike, and the count 1-1. The 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss at a high fastball. And the count 1-2. One, two from Loper. Outside and low, two balls and two strikes. Brooklyn in the top half of the ninth inning will have 3, 4, and 5 due up as a right-hander gets ready in the Ironbird bullpen. Righty is 2-2. Low with a breaking ball, full count. Brooklyn 1 run, 3 hits, an error. They have left 4. Aberdeen 9 runs on 10 hits tonight. 1 error, they have left 8. The 3-2, and Willems a high fly ball. Deep right field, back into his right. Lara slowing down in front of the warning track. Makes the catch for the second out. Well, Willems gave it a ride, but just missed it. So two out in the bottom of the eighth inning for Carter Young. Tripled and scored last inning. Also has a sac fly tonight, 1-for-3. Loper, those gray pant legs hiked up below the knees. And the first pitch fouled straight back off the home plate umpire. And the count 0-1. Hopefully all okay with Dylan Hulsey. Loper kicks the one strike pitch, and Young backs out of the way of a fastball. And the count of ball and a strike. Series continues tomorrow night. Cyclones will try and, barring an incredible comeback in the top of the ninth inning, even this series, as Young sends it to the third base seats. It's a ball and two strikes. Jonah Tong will get the ball for Brooklyn. Will be a matchup of top 20 prospects in the respective farm systems. Jonah Tong for Brooklyn. Jackson Ballmeister for Aberdeen tomorrow. A 1-2 pitch. Young, a high fly ball. Left field line. Out is Baez to his right, De Los Santos. But this will get out of play. A ball and two strikes. Tong, 2-1. 3.68 ERA. Ballmeister, 1-2. A 2.61 ERA. Tong, the Mets number 20 prospect by MLB Pipeline. Baumeister number 18 in the Orioles system by the same publication. Our coverage starts 6:50 with the pregame show. 7:05 first pitch tomorrow night right here from Lido's Field at Ripken Stadium. The 7:05 starts all week until the series finale on Sunday. The 1-2 from Loper, and Young spoils another. Adam Retzbach, the catcher, waiting on deck. Another 1-2 coming. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Punched him out on the high fastball. So Jimmy Loper picks up the K to end the inning. Third strikeout tonight for Jimmy. However, Aberdeen adds another run. On two hits and nobody left. We head of the ninth inning. Brooklyn needs 8 to tie and 9 to take the lead. They trail 9-1 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Call to the bullpen brought to you by the Coney Island Sandbar, open now on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. Perfect spot for a pregame snack or postgame drink. 3-4-5 to up for Brooklyn. Chris Suero to lead things off against the new arm, Zane Barnhart, on a try and record the final three outs tonight for Aberdeen. 5'10", 205 pounds, 22 years old from Towson, Maryland. And the first pitch to Chris Suero is low for ball one. Suero 0 for 3 tonight. Last chance for him to extend his on-base streak. The 1-0. And Suero pulls his head out on the off-speed. And the count 1-1. Numbers for Barnhart making his 14th appearance. 2-0 record, a 2.75 ERA. 14 hits in 19 and two-thirds innings, 17 walks, 28 strikeouts. As Suero takes down and away 2-1. Barnhart gave up a couple of runs in two innings against Wilmington. That was on Friday night. Gave up only one hit. It was a home run. The 2-1. And Suero early on the breaking ball. Two balls and two strikes. Barnhart, the Orioles' 17th round pick last year out of Hillsdale College in Michigan. And played in the MLB Draft League last year for the team that Brooklyn squared off against in the inaugural game at Maimonides Park on June 25th, 2001, the Mahoning Valley Scrappers. As Suero takes outside 3-2. Barnhart has had a bumpier month of June, an ERA around 5. Joined the Ironbirds from single-A Delmarva on May the 2nd. Here's the payoff pitch, and Suero fouls it back towards us, but on the roof. And it stays full 3-2. Final line for Luis De Leon goes 3 innings. A run on 2 hits, 3 walks, 5 strikeouts. 64 pitches, 36 strikes, expected to make the start for Aberdeen on Sunday. The payoff pitch, and Suero another foul ball off the end of the bat. And it remains at 3-2. Reminder, folks, after the final out, we'll have the recap report for you. A look back at today's game, scores from out of town, and a look ahead to game two of this series tomorrow night. Another payoff pitch from Barnhart, and the breaking ball low for ball four. So Suero does indeed extend that on-base streak to 15, as Barnhart just missed downstairs with the slider. So the leadoff man on with a walk. Brings up Nick LaRusso, who has earned a couple of free passes tonight, 0 for 1 officially. Suero not being held on at first, and LaRusso takes down and away 1-0. And looking at the South Atlantic League tonight, pretty much everything is final or nearly final. Two games final, and the other four in the ninth inning. Here's the 1-0. Runner goes, and a pitch outside to LaRusso, as Suero will take second on defensive indifference. But Hudson Valley beat Wilmington tonight 3-2. And Greenville an 8-2 winner over Hickory. 2-0 pitch. There's a fastball, strike 2-1. Alan Castro, a 3-run homer, his 4th of the year for the drive. Sebastian Walcott and Luis Mieses, home runs for the Crawdads in that ball game as Barnhart steps off. 10 minutes shy of the 10 o'clock hour on this Tuesday night. Man at second, nobody out. Brooklyn trailing 9-1 in the top of the ninth. Here's the 2-1. And LaRusso takes a strike at the letters, 2-2. The Ironbirds made a lot of moves before the start of this series. Added Daniel Lloyd and Cooper Chandler back off the IL for the first time this year. The 2-2 in the dirt gets away from Retzbach all the way to the backstop, and Suero will advance to third as the count now full on LaRusso. Levi Wells, who had already made 4 starts against Brooklyn this year, placed on the IL earlier today. Of course, Terran Vavra joining the team on rehab. Luis Valdez up from single-A Delmarva, as LaRusso, a high fly ball to right, will be deep enough to score the run. Making the catch is Hodo. Tagging from third is Suero. Throw comes into the cutoff man. It's a sacrifice fly for Nick LaRusso. That'll be his team-leading 37th RBI of the year. And Brooklyn has cut the lead down to 7, 9-2. Well, the bases are empty with one out of the ninth inning for Wilfredo Lara, who is 0-3 tonight. Couple of fly balls to right and a double play ground ball to short. And takes a called strike atop the zone, 0-1. A small but vocal crowd tonight here in Maryland. A one strike pitch, and Lara takes another one at the letters, 0-2. There's just a collection of five fans sitting to the right of home plate that have been quite rowdy all night long, especially in the later innings. As you might assume, as a couple of adult beverages or two consumed throughout the night. The 0-2 pitch, and he struck him out. Got him on the breaking ball away, and the Cyclones down to their final out on this Tuesday evening. Junior Tillian will try and keep the game alive, 0-2 with a walk tonight. Barnhart from the first base side of the mound works from the wind, and his first pitch to Junior taken outside for ball one. But it'll be Ballmeister against Tong tomorrow. Aberdeen will activate someone off the injured list to start on Thursday against Cade Morris as Tillian takes down and away 2-0. Friday, you've got Dakota Hawkins for Brooklyn, who made a couple of great starts against Aberdeen in the last series, including starting a no-hitter. Of course, that game on June the 4th as Tillian chases away 2-1. Peter Van Loon will make a minor league rehab start for Aberdeen. And on Saturday, Douglas Oriana against Zachary Fruit. The 2-1 outside, three balls and a strike before Felipe De La Cruz starts against Luis De Leon. A couple of lefties on Sunday. A 3-1. And Tillian sends it straight back to the screen, and the Cyclones now down to their final strike tonight. Woo! Trying to keep the game alive for Jeffrey De Los Santos in the on-deck circle. Base is empty, two out. The payoff pitch outside and low, ball four, and the game continues. So Junior Tillian works a two-out walk, refused to expand the zone on 3-2. And so Brooklyn has a man on for Jeffrey De Los Santos as Jordy Henry, the pitching coach, out of the dugout to talk with Barnhart, up at 23 pitches in the inning. Interesting decision from Henry to come out to talk in this spot, a seven-run game, one out away from victory. No action really in the bullpen for Aberdeen right now. A lefty has just picked up a baseball and started to throw. Jordy Henry, last year was a pitching coach in the Complex League for the Orioles. Another guy that never played affiliated baseball, never played pro baseball. He's had an interesting journey to get where he is. Was a college pitcher at Wayland Baptist University, graduating in 2019. Wayland Baptist University in Plainview, Texas, had a degree in business administration. And his first job out of college was working as the Amarillo Sod Poodles game day stringer. The Sod Poodles, the AA affiliate of the Diamondbacks now. Runner breaks from first. De Los Santos takes inside as Tillian takes second on defensive indifference. But Henry then worked at a bunch of different baseball training facilities between 2019 and 2022. Got a job working as the Rochester Richmond pitching coach, a summer collegiate league. Is that down and in? Off the glove of Retzbach to the backstop, and that will allow Tillian to take third with two out. And the count 2-0 now on Jeffrey. At Henry on the Orioles system last year in the Complex League, and now here at High A Aberdeen in 2024. The 2-0. De Los Santos pulls his head out on the fastball. Swing and a miss, 2-1. Worked as a pitching instructor at Amarillo Baseball Academy. Pitching coach for the Rochester Ridgemen in Webster, New York in 2021. De Los Santos takes inside, 3-1. Was a pitching coach for 3 years at Scotland Campus Baseball in Scotland, Pennsylvania, and then found his way to Maryland as the director of pitching at Prime Sports Performance. As De Los Santos takes a knee-high strike. Once again, the Cyclones down to their final strike on this Tuesday night. Runner at third, two out, 9-2 Aberdeen in the top of the ninth inning. The payoff pitch, and De Los Santos off the screws right at the shortstop, Young, who makes the catch by the letters to end the ball game. Your final score tonight, the Aberdeen Ironbirds 9 and the Brooklyn Cyclones 2, as Aberdeen takes the opening game of this six-game series and drops Brooklyn to 1-3. In the season's second half. We'll take a break. We come back. The recap report is next. Aberdeen takes the opener 9-2 right here on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wand, because amazing starts here.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Well, I've got good news and bad news, and the good news only counts if you're a Knick fan. Adrian Wojnarowski, literally seconds ago, just tweeting that the New York Knicks have completed the Infinity Gauntlet. They've got all four Villanova guys. Mikal Bridges coming to the Knicks for Bogdan Bogdanović. Four first-round draft picks, a protected first-round pick, an unprotected pick swap, and a second-rounder. But the Knicks have got the last Villanova guy. However, the Cyclones fall to the Ironbirds tonight by a final of 9-2. Yeah, my phone's blowing up, so that's why the delay there for a second here on Coney Island. Brooklyn following or falling, I should say, to the Ironbirds tonight by a final of 9-2. Obviously, this trade has turned my brain into putty. But a tough one tonight for Brooklyn. Aberdeen started fast, got a couple of runs in the first inning, and really never looked back tonight as they take the opening game of the series. They've now won three straight against Brooklyn, dating back to the last series on Coney Island. Ironbirds now 3-1 in the half. 37-33 overall. Brooklyn 1-3 in the half. 34-36 overall in the half. Well, let's take you through the game that was here this evening. It was Jonathan Pintar to start for Brooklyn against the right-hander Michael Forrett, making his first high A start, made his first three appearances with the Ironbirds out of the bullpen. Gave up a single to Nick Morabito on the third pitch of the game. Nick stole second, advanced to third on a throwing error. So Brooklyn had a man at third and nobody out to start the ball game, but a strikeout of Jesus Baez and a line drive into a double play from Chris Suero squelched the rally, and that really sort of set the tone for what the night would become, as Aberdeen immediately had their answer. In the bottom of the inning, Taron Vavra singled, Douglas Hodo walked, and then after a Reed Trimble strikeout, a Creed Willems single, and a Carter Young sack fly gave the Ironbirds a 2-0 lead. And after they were retired in order in the second, they went back to work in the third inning with one out. Douglas Hodo was hit, took second on an errant pickoff throw, stole third. And after Reed Trimble walked and stole second base, Creed Willems walked. And following a strikeout of Carter Young, Adam Retzbach, a bases loaded walk, made it a 3-0 ball game. Bottom of the fourth, they continued to tack on. Angel Tejada led off the inning with a double, took third on a ground out. And after a walk to Taron Vavra, a Douglas Hodo ground out, brought in a run, made it 4-0. And then a Reed Trimble triple made it a 5-0 affair. They continue to add in the bottom of the sixth inning. Angel Tejada hit by a pitch, took second on a fielder's choice, and after a line drive double play, erased runners at second and third. Douglas Hodo walked, and then Reed Trimble, another triple after a pitching change, brought in a couple of runs to make it a 7-0 Aberdeen advantage. Brooklyn, though, would finally get one back in the top half of the seventh inning, as after Jesus Baez went 0-for-2 in his first two at-bats, the 19-year-old first Cyclone ever to be born in 2005 or later. Well, he also became the first Cyclone born in 2005 or later to pick up a South Atlantic League base hit. The 1-1 pitch, and Baez rips one left center field. There's his first high A base hit. Gets past Trimble to his right all the way to the wall. Baez on his way to second, and he'll slam on the brakes there with a leadoff double. The first hit, and Jesus Baez's Cyclones career, a 108-mile-an-hour blur into the left center field gap. And the Cyclones quickly have a man in scoring position, and nobody out in the seventh inning. So Baez starting a rally there for Brooklyn in the seventh inning, but after a strikeout, Nick LaRusso walked, a flyout, another walk to Junior Tillian loaded the bases, and that brought up Jeffrey De Los Santos with a chance to break up the shutout. Two-two. De Los Santos, soft ground ball, past the mound, charging the second baseman, Vavra. Glove flip to first, not in time. De Los Santos legs it out and breaks up the shutout. It's an RBI infield single for Jeffrey De Los Santos, and Brooklyn's on the board at 7-1. So Brooklyn made it a 7-1 game there. Aberdeen, though, would get that run back in the bottom of the seventh. Carter Young tripled and scored on a wild pitch. Added another did Aberdeen in the bottom of the eighth inning as Douglas Hodo doubled and scored on a Reed Trimble single. Brooklyn did get a run in the ninth. Cresuero walked, took second on defensive indifference, third on a wild pitch, and scored on a Nick LaRusso sack fly as the Ironbirds take the opener tonight by a final of 9-2. Winning pitcher Michael Ferret, he improves to 2-1. He was outstanding. Five innings, no runs, a hit, a walk, and four strikeouts. Loss goes to Jonathan Pintaro. He drops to 0-3, gives up three runs all earned on two hits, walked four, struck out three, and two and two-thirds innings. Final line score tonight, Brooklyn two runs, three hits, an error. They left five. Aberdeen nine runs, 10 hits, an error. They left eight. Final time of game tonight, 2 hours and 51 minutes in front of a crowd of 901 on this Tuesday night in Maryland. Take a look at the out-of-town scores before we sign off tonight. Everything has gone final now in the South Atlantic League. Hudson Valley beats Wilmington 3-2. Rome over Winston-Salem 10-4. Greenville topples Hickory 8-2. Greensboro beats up on Jersey Shore 11-4. And Bowling Green falling at home to Asheville 1-0. Looking at the Mets affiliate scoreboard, that blowout for the Mets now a lot hairier. Yankees score five times in the top of the eighth inning. They have cut the Mets lead down to 9-7. Aaron Judge and Juan Soto have homered to cut into that lead. Mark Vientos, though, a multi-home run game tonight for New York. Triple-A Syracuse, a 10-2 winner over Buffalo. They hit five home runs today against the Blue Jays affiliate. Double-A Binghamton falling at home to Portland Red Sox Farm Club 5-2. Single-A St. Lucie losing on the road to Palm Beach. 6-2 the final there. Florida Complex League Mets fall at home to the Cardinals 5-0. And the Mets Orange beat the Mets Blue in the Dominican Summer League 10-1 in seven innings. Taking a look around Major League Baseball before we sign off tonight. One game rained out. Cardinals and Braves call due to inclement weather. They'll try and play two tomorrow. Some finals. Guardians beat the Orioles 10-8. Tigers over the Phillies 4-1. Rays best the Mariners 11-3. Pirates over the Reds 9-5 in Cincinnati. Blue Jays best the Red Sox 9-4. It is the bottom of the seventh in Houston. Astros shutting out the Rockies 5-0. Dodgers holding on to a narrow 4-3 lead in Chicago against the White Sox going to the bottom of the sixth inning. Top of the eighth in Kansas City. Marlins a 2-1 lead on the Royals. End of seven in Milwaukee. Brewers up 3-1 on the Rangers. Angels and A's are scoreless. Top of the third in Anaheim. Tyler Anderson against Mitch Spence. Nationals in San Diego taking on the Padres. 2-0 San Diego going bottom two. Adam Mazur against Mackenzie Gore. Diamondbacks and Twins in Arizona. Diamondbacks a 4-0 lead, bottom two. Brandon Pfaadt against Joe Ryan. And the Cubs in San Francisco taking on the Giants, scoreless, bottom two. Kyle Hendricks on the mound for Chicago. And for the Giants, it is Randy Rodriguez. Our series continues tomorrow night. Another 7 o'clock scheduled first pitch, 7:05 officially. Our coverage will start with a pregame show at 6:50. Jonah Tong will get the ball for Brooklyn, a 2-1 record for the Cyclones. He's got a 3.68 ERA. Jackson Ballmeister will go for Aberdeen, 1-2, a 2.61 ERA for him. A couple of top 20 prospects in the Mets and Orioles organization squaring off right here in Aberdeen tomorrow night. That'll do it for us here on the Cyclones Radio Network as Aberdeen takes the opener 9-2. For our entire ownership group, the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our vice president, Stephen Cohen, general manager, Kevin Mahoney, assistant general manager, Billy Harner, my partner in crime, Johnny Gadamowicz, and our entire cast of characters back at Maimonides Park on Coney Island. I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Aberdeen, Maryland. Again, your final tally tonight, the Ironbirds 9 and the Cyclones 2. We hope to have you with us again for game two of this series tomorrow night. But until then, enjoy Mikal Bridges being a Nick. And we'll talk to you tomorrow right here from Maryland. So long, everybody.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.